Good evening, wonderful people. Great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth, once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission on this very day, the 22nd day of June in the year of our Lord, 2014. 6 months following the expiration of the Zoological Republic. 6 months following the legal end of the abominable contraption, the very hopeless blood-sucking entity we know as the Zoological Republic, because this place is inhabited by animals, men and women who cannot reason. Sometimes, quite frankly, I feel like walking into a zoo, interacting with a snake, a lion, a monkey, an orangutan and chimpanzees. They will make more sense than the people that inhabit this very place. No wonder they came to Africa to plunder, to pillage, and to send what was left of us into forced slavery and captivity all over the world. I have been studying the mindset, the mentality, the brain of an average black person, and the more I look at it each day, the more I wonder if there is any redemption for these people. But we must continue, because we have a work to do. We have a job to do. It is thankless. Sometimes it may appear impossible. But we soldier on, we march on, because we know that Chukwu Abiama is with us, the maker of the heavens and the earth, upon whom and to whom we must every blessed day, without fail, without hesitation, offer every praise and thanks, every adoration, every regard, every respect, every reverence, that this thing we are doing may come to fruition, that the purpose for which we were made may come to pass, that the righteousness of the scriptures may be fulfilled in our lifetime, and the fulfillment of that righteousness is the coming of the kingdom of heaven upon this very earth, the unadulterated restoration, the complete return of the republicanism for which we are known. We are talking about the sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. That is why we are here. That is the reason why we exist. That is why we are born. Lesser mortals cannot comprehend what we are doing, because light came and darkness could not comprehend light. We represent the light, because we represent the truth. And that truth is our indefatigability, our ability to stay on message all the time, relentless in our pursuit of what we know to be right, before Chukwu Abiama and before man. We must welcome each and every one of you, regardless of where you are on this planet Earth, listening to the PM edition, the evening edition of twice daily Radio Biafra transmission to the whole world. We are on satellite. Therefore, we ask you to ensure you install satellites for your people. We are on app. You can go and download free Radio Biafra app. If you're using a Samsung phone, that means you go to Android Market or the place they call the Play Store. If you are using BlackBerry, you go to BlackBerry World. If you are using any of the iPhones, you go to iTunes. The same thing applies to the make or the type of tablet you are using. Just go to the App Store of whatever device you have. Go and download free Radio Biafra app. Even in a very simple way, when they ask you, what have you done? You say to them, forget the fact that we mobilize people all over the world. Forget the fact that we are uniting Biafrans all over the world in over 88 countries. Even forget the fact that we are on satellite. Can't you see on your phone? We are also on app. That is why the word Biafra trends more than any other in cyberspace. We have absolute domination of new media platforms. Because if others will not do this very job for us, we do it ourselves. It is called DIY, do it yourself. If BBC, Al Jazeera cannot carry your news, if CNN fails to carry it, you carry it yourself. You propagate it yourself. That is why we are in absolute control of new media platforms. Every day we churn out messages regarding what we are doing to restore the dignity of mankind, not just to extricate Biafra from the heinous, abominable, the very decrepit and disgraceful creation by one white man. We try to restore dignity to the people of this part of the world. That is what we are doing here. It goes beyond freedom for Biafra. We are trying to inculcate, we are trying to cultivate a level of common sense and decency into our people. We don't know what it means. That is why we are scattered all over the world like slaves. Like slaves. Fifth hand, tenth hand citizens. Recycled time after time. Your fathers will wash plate and they will die. You come in and you do cleaning and you die. Others will come in and do security guard until they die. That is not life. That is disgraceful existence. We must reverse it. There is nothing wrong with your land. Biafra land is blessed. It inhabits the kingdom of heaven upon this very earth. We are blessed. We are created. We are created, I must say, to serve the Almighty Chukwu Abiama. And that is exactly what we are going to do. By preaching the gospel of the restoration of this very kingdom of heaven. By ensuring that everything we do is anchored upon truth and honesty. We will continue to educate you on Radio Biafra until you know how to decipher what is truth and what is falsehood. Most of you went to school and your education, to put it mildly, was abhorrent. The little you had in you were taken away as a result of a very retrogressive education system. On Radio Biafra, where we educate, where we enlighten, where we inform, where we impart knowledge, where we ensure that the know-how of Biafrans, the indigenous people of Biafra, answering to Biafrans in every country where they are on this very earth, is raised to a level where you can go forth and become the only black people in Africa to go and vote in people that will represent you and tell you the truth. Be also able to understand when somebody is lying to you. Every advanced democracy in the world, their electorate, their populations, they understand this. In America, they have it. That is why no amount of mudslinging that doesn't contain a grain of truth is able to stick. Because the electorate have been baptized and educated to understand their responsibility. The first thing you need to understand as any civilized being is discernment. Ability to differentiate between light and darkness, truth and falsehood. If you have that, you can move forward. That is one thing that we Biafrans lack. We lack the ability to sit down and look at something rigorously and understand what is truth and what is lies. That was why you lost the war. That is why people who are cattle herders are in charge of you. That is why lies tend to gain more ground where you come from than truth. That is why your villages are filled with evil men. That is why you cannot go to build a house in the village right now without 50 people coming out and claiming that the land belongs to them. That is why you cannot dig foundation without young men coming out who are unemployed to demand for their own share of the money you brought to construct a property. All these things are as a result of people imbibing evil rather than embracing the light. We must welcome you because this is Radio Biafra, unlike any other. We do radio presentation unlike any other medium in the world. When you listen to Radio Biafra, you know you have been educated and enlightened. Any question you have, you ask. We will give you a direct answer. We don't dance around it. If you ask us what is 1+1, we will not give you any propagation theorem. We will not use the laws of physics or whatever, synergy, to arrive at 3. We will tell you that 1+1 is 2. We will not even offer any explanation. Every question you ask, we answer it direct. We don't dance around it. That is why we encourage people to please ask questions. Where you don't understand, you ask questions. One thing we cannot do, one thing we will not do, is to compromise our stance. We don't change it at all, regardless of who you are. We want to build a country where men and women do not cut corners in order to build their country. No, we don't want that. We are going to stand or fall based on our strict adherence to the principles we laid out before us. Truth and honesty. Two things you need to latch onto. Very, very key. And everything you do will be successful. Any other thing leads to failure. Please ask your friends to go to www.radiobiafra.co. You will ask them, please, to go to biafrarestoration.com. If they go to biafravoice.com, if they go to peopleofbiafra.org, if they go to Indigenous People of Biafra, which is what we are, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, everybody will receive Radio Biafra. Everybody. If your people back in the village are complaining that they can't receive Radio Biafra, make sure you place them on satellite prior to the coming of our transmitter. We built a cenotaph. The cowards brought Nigerian police with them at the advance guard to come and destroy what we built. We don't want our transmitter to be destroyed or to go the same way. We are going to broadcast to our people, however means they want it, we shall do so. All we are asking you to do is to continue your ceaseless support for what we are doing. We have never failed you before. We have never lied to you. We cannot do either. We can't fail you. It's a fact. Instead, we overachieve on whatever expectations you place upon us. It is a burden we are prepared to shoulder. And it is one that is honorable, one that is right, one that is sanctioned from heaven. That is why Chukwu Abiama, Ekekere Eligwenuwa, determined that we should come and not man. When you ask them, why are they running from us? Why are people afraid of debate? Open debate. They will give you excuses. We are not afraid. If you have nothing to hide, the same way we have nothing to hide, you people should come out in the open. All of you, and let's debate. If you survive 5 minutes, then you know you are well educated. Beyond imagination. But I know you can't last 5 minutes. Three simple questions as always. And you unravel. Three simple questions and you fall to pieces. That is why we want Biafrans to be very, very vigilant. Biafrans must be very, very careful. People have discovered one trick. These are Igbo people. They are very, very good at doing this. They have discovered one simple trick. I can open up a kidnapping business tomorrow and call it Biafra Kidnapping Enterprises, and nobody will bat an eyelid because there's Biafra in front of it. I can open up tomorrow Biafra Motherless Babies Home, where I sell babies. And I will tell you, it is in the interest of Biafra. Some of you will not say a word. Our people must understand this, that once you see evil and you allow evil to continue, that evil will consume you. APC has come with the name of Biafra. The Ifajuna of Okwe gave you kidnapping through Biafra. Anything I tell you is documented, verifiable. If people can ask a simple question, they will tell you. The reason why we are sounding this warning is that vultures are rising up. The Nigerian government, the Hausa Fulani cattle rearers, they are picking all of you one after the other, remoting you, guiding you on what to say, but you are answering Biafra. I will tell you where this thing has happened before. Do you people remember a group of people called World Igbo Congress? What happened to World Igbo Congress? They were being remoted from Sokoto. Is that a lie? The Duchess of Carlo not bring a Hausa man to come and address World Igbo Congress? That day they divided into two. World Igbo Congress. You people have forgotten that Hausa people are clever. When I say this, Barrister doesn't agree with me. They are very, very clever. They know how to penetrate you because they know we are soft. We don't ask questions. We don't scrutinize anything. APC have come into Biafra. You have to be very, very vigilant. Everything we say on Radio Biafra come to pass. They even copy us what we do. It at last, belatedly, they have remembered to honor those of them that died during the war. After we must have set the pace. I am warning everybody. APC have come. And they will get you people if you don't take time. Always ask questions. Always ask questions. This particular person you're asking us to follow, what have they said in the past? What have they said in the present? And what are they likely to say in the future? Have they been consistent or have their messages been changing? Who are those behind them? I stand here today, or I'm sitting down anyway, I'm not standing, to tell you that those behind us are the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, answering to Biafrans wherever they find themselves. The other people, who are behind them? That is the question you need to ask. Most of you, you need to come home and spend time the way I have to investigate some of these people and find out what poverty, Opa has done to the psyche of our people. People are so wretched here that they don't have any morals or principles. Anything goes as long as they find a crumb falling off the table to be able to eat. You don't know how deep they are into the politicians of the zoo who are beholden to the caliphate of the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. You must be very, very careful. All of you, all we want you to do is to ask questions. That's all. They will want to hide and squirm like a worm away from it. Continue on that question. Who is this person? This person said this on so and so date. How have they now changed from what they said to what they are today? Questions. It is called cross-examination based on what people said. You have people who openly proclaim they are in APC representing you in a law court. You are finished. You people are finished. Makari Amama. We are making it very clear now to everybody. Those of them who don't want to participate in what we are doing are those with something to hide. If you come here to look for leadership, you will be removed. If you have come here to serve any Hausa Fulani interest, you will be removed. If you have anything to do with a zoo politician, you will be removed. We are puritanical. We are fanatical about our country. We know the type of Biafra we want to build. If we accommodate every rubbish from everybody, Biafra will turn out like another failed, hopeless country in sub-Saharan Africa. We don't want that to happen. Never. Please welcome other people, please. Ask them to go to all these websites and listening posts to join us this evening. As usual, our lines will be open. The telephone line with which you can get Radio Biafra on is +234 8100 904 599. I repeat, +234 8100 904 599. If you want to support what we are doing to continue this wonderful work that nobody, no group of people have ever done before, never in the history. I'm not talking about Biafra or the zoo. In the history of freedom fighting, it has never been done before. To raise and coordinate people in nearly 88 countries of the world. That is formidable. If you want to support the work we are doing, the number to call is +234 909 466 5824. Very, very important. Outside broadcast time, +234, or even during live broadcast, +234 909 466 5824. That is the number to call. And you'll be directed on what to do. We are also on Skype. Simply add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list. Our coordinator's line is also open. It is Rapid Response 68. Only for the principal officers serving their country in various countries around the world. Very, very important, please. And this evening, being the 22nd day of June, we have a few announcements to make before we go on to present our news headlines and accompanying news summary, or before the barrister himself joins us. There must be Biafra Women's Meeting every week, or as determined by the very person heading Women Affairs, who is our dear sister Ngozi Mad in Sweden. There will be Biafra Women's Meeting separate from the meetings that we have every blessed week, every fortnight or every month, depending on where you are and depending on the regularity of your meetings. These women will meet separately on their own. Every national, every coordinating unit in the world must give us a woman leader in that very place. USA will give us a woman leader of our people in the USA. Canada will give us a woman leader in Canada, in Mexico, in Brazil, in Trinidad and Tobago, in Jamaica, in all the places of the world, in the United Kingdom, in France, in Spain, in Norway, in Denmark, in Sweden, in Finland, in Belgium, in Italy, in Slovakia, in Ukraine, in Georgia, in North Cyprus, in Turkey, in Russia, in India, in Pakistan, in Australia, in Senegal, in South Africa, all over the world, wherever you have Biafrans, we expect you, please, to give us one women leader in that very place, in that very zone, in that very country. There must be women. They will have their own meeting. They are more reliable than us men. Our women has never failed before. Do you know that? That Biafran women, they have never failed before in our history. Now is the time we need them most. We need them to gather. After all, they don't have time for gossip. It's the men that do the gossiping these days. They must assemble in each country. And then gossip matter. In conjunction with our sister Berechukwu Anigboagu, we'll ensure that our women worldwide are coordinated effectively and report directly to my office. Very, very important. Our women are key. Every country, everybody, please allow your wives, your partners to come out to join what we are doing. Some people are telling me that I'm coming out and my wife is also coming out. Is that of course, it's a good thing. You are preaching a gospel. You are evangelizing. You are a preacher of the word of Biafra, which is the word of truth. Everybody must be involved. When we started, we said every family should be involved. If you don't have people around you, yourself, your wife, your children, your pet, if you have a dog or a cat, bring all of them together and start a Biafra meeting where you are. You don't need permission from anybody. If you look all around you, you ask questions, there is no Biafra meeting, you start one there. Some idiots were asking today, oh, why are you meeting all the time? And I thought to myself, these fools, they are in places that are civilized. Every parliament of the world is debating every blessed day. In fact, they start from the radio station and the TV every day discussing politics, year in, year out, to make things better. Because you are always refining and improving on something. Thought is a process that comes and goes. That is why people hold meetings all the time. People say they want action. What are you want bow and arrow and machete to go and face people with AK-47? People who are well-resourced, well-financed? No, you don't do that. You have to prepare yourself and go and meet your enemies. What happened in 67 to 70 will not happen again. Never happen again. If we have started the campaign, our phase two, from when the Nigerian police, escorted by Owasrike's mass-up, came to destroy our cenotaph. If we killed any of them, our cenotaph would be in a lockdown till today. And that is what your enemies want. You don't fall into their trap. You choose when to fight and on which terrain to fight them. That is one thing we must learn. You bide your time and you do things when you want to do them, not when APC-sponsored Boko Haram groups are pushing you to. They are answering the name Biafra. If they survive, then Chukwuebiamah, I don't understand. This name, Biafra, needs to be cleansed, and that's what we're doing here. Once again, the telephone number to call, if you wish to join us, our lines are not open yet, is +234 8100 904 599. +234 8100 904 599. This same number is on Viber. This same number is on Tango. This same number is on WhatsApp. You can message us. If your message is interesting, we shall read it out. However it comes in, it could be on Viber, it could be on WhatsApp, it could also be on Tango. You can call us via any of these means. We must and should welcome you. But make sure this evening that you have told people. I get calls all the time, even live on air, people telling us that somebody told me. That's what I like. My friend told me. Somebody sent me this link. Somebody told me. Our brother that rang this morning from Minnesota, USA, starting a meeting, a family meeting in Minnesota. How did he come into contact with us? Somebody told him. Because CNN will not tell them. BBC will not tell them. And these are the things that they watch all the time. So, it is your duty to make sure you tell at least 10 people about what you're doing. Very, very important. It is your duty to tell a minimum of 10 people about the fact that Radio Biafra is live and direct, and that what we are doing here is to praise Chukwuebiamah, is to praise God, because this is a service. On this very platform, we worship the Most High God, Chukwuebiamah, in truth and honesty. I know that the barrister is trying to get through to me. He must continue to do so. He must and should continue to do so on Skype, please. If barrister is listening, please, barrister, why don't you come through to me on Rapid Response 68, please? Come to me via Rapid Response 68 on Skype as well. It is there. You will be able to call me and you will be able to join me on that very platform if you can, please. Very, very important. This is Radio Biafra, and I'm delighted to say that the barrister has finally joined us. The very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamuzi, is with us. Please, barrister. The Biafran people are waiting. You will acknowledge them before I proceed to our headlines and accompanying news summary, please.
Thank you, Derek. Good evening to you. Good evening to fellow Biafrans, all of you, wherever you are.
We are meeting again this evening, as we always do. Always happy and delighted to hear all of you when we congregate to talk about the restoration of Biafra. This project is not for one single individual. It's for all of us. And you have to come out enthusiastically to bring about the restoration of Biafra, because majority of us are fed up staying in a foreign land. My life wants to be shaped by my own destiny, not another person shaping the way my life is at the moment. I want to be able to control my life, to control the life of my own generation, not having somebody doing it for me. Fellow Biafrans, it's about time we all go home and decide our own nation. Decide how it should be run and decide how it should be. Not being strangers, not being slaves. Not carry on marking time and doing the same thing year in, year out. And of course, when the old age comes, we die and go. And everything will carry on as usual. We are determined to make that particular change. And it's not going to be one person or few groups. It will be for all of us. If you say that something is not good, you make that change. If you don't, nobody will do it for you. The change has to be made by you. By you, and only you can do it. Nobody else. Don't look for somebody to help you change yourself. Start changing yourself. If it interests somebody, they will support you. Good evening, wherever you are. We are welcoming you once again. And as we talk, do not forget, turn off your listening devices. As you engage us, we engage you. Radio Biafra is a place where all of us educate each other. We don't know everything. Most of the policies implemented here on Radio Biafra is suggestions from all of you, from our listeners. We don't make policy here on a hoof. It is by you. What you decide is what goes on. You are the one supporting Radio Biafra. You are the reason why we are on air. We are grateful. We thank you. This is why some people will say, no, when you call in, don't stop thanking. No, people should thank, because once you thank somebody, it will make them happy to carry on. If you don't recognize what somebody has done, they will not be happy to carry on. So thank you must carry on. If you are obliged to say thank you, it will be welcomed. This is part of the life we have always lived in Biafra land. Thank you goes a long way. It shows appreciation. That is why our people are not giving up, because we thank them here on a daily basis. We thank you for all you do for Biafra. We thank you for all the contributions, all your financial help, including our friends and well-wishers and those who have the interest of Biafrans at heart. We thank you on a daily basis. And we can never stop, because you yourselves, we never stop helping. Good evening to all of you, wherever you are. Director, back to you, and I'm standing by.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra, the unmistakable voice of the very eminent Barrister and Attorney at Law, Barrister Mamezu. We shall speedily go on to the news headlines and accompanying news summary, which is what we do here on a daily basis before we open our lines to take your calls. We are reporting today on the 22nd day of June in the year of our Lord 2014 that Sambo Tambuwal and the Sultan makes a mockery of sacred words like prayer, peace, progress in a forever divided animal kingdom. Forever divided animal kingdom, that is the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Rape and murder as Fulani headsmen invade Delta communities. I don't want to dwell on it too much. We shall go into the news summary and then we shall deal with it. Rape and murder as Fulani headsmen encroach. They are now also in Delta. Having conquered parts of Biafra land, they have now moved on to the Biafra land, to the hinterland of Biafra, bringing death, rape, and mayhem to Delta. I thought some people said it is one Nigeria. You are getting one Nigeria. You are getting it. Fishermen in the Niger Delta region, as they say here, or in the riverine part of Biafra land, in the coastal regions of Biafra land, I prefer to call it, the coastal areas of Biafra land, have rejected 8 billion naira compensation from Shell. 8 billion from Shell. From Shell, you know. We'll look at the implications of that and how to sue the Zoo government and all her agencies. Not by faffing about in the high court, talking rubbish. This is how to do it. We shall go into that later. The zoo, the animals in the zoo recorded 1.43 trillion drop in Biafran crude oil sales, because all the oil that supports the lifestyle of the Sultan of Sokoto, all their private jets, Kwakwanso and Nyako, all these governors having fun on our money. All the money comes from the sale of one product, one crude oil coming from one Biafra land. That is all. The sale of crude oil to sustain their lifestyle, their habits. The Babangidas of this world, without crude oil, he couldn't have been importing the horse trainer for the son, Mohammed, all the way from Argentina. Their thoroughbred horses come all the way from Argentina. Maybe because they have an equine culture and tradition. That is why the British love them so much. They do horse racing as well. Their horses come from Argentina, fed on the grass that grows on the pampas of Argentina. Thoroughbred horses, that's what they have, with money gotten and stolen from Biafra land. The zoo have today recorded a 1.43 trillion drop in the sale of crude oil. In other words, poverty is coming. Poverty is coming. all the state allocations will be reduced. The ones going to govern. In fact, things are going to happen here very soon. Unless Biafra comes. Nyanya bombing suspect uses British passport according to the Sudanese ambassador. The man that came to kill us holds the British passport and is coming here. And in fact, not coming to kill, they have killed us already. That's the Nyanya Park bombing in Abuja. Very, very sad. And also scores of people dead in Boko Haram terrorist attacks. We covered this very news early this morning because Radio Biafra comes to you twice every blessed day. And now the news in greater detail. The Vice President Mamadi Sambo on Sunday in Abuja led other prominent monkeys from the zoo called Nigeria in a national prayer session for peace, progress, and the total eradication of terrorism and social vices in the zoo. I'll repeat that again so you understand it. The Vice President of the Zoological Republic on Sunday in Abuja, which is today, led other prominent monkeys in the zoo in a national prayer session for peace, progress, and the total eradication of terrorism and social vices here in the zoo. Speaking at the event tagged National Prayers for Peace and Security, Sambo challenged the Muslim Ummah on the need to pray fervently for continued peace and tranquility in the country. The vice president at the event held at the National Mosque said the call had become imperative in view of the fact that prayers were a strong weapon against any adversity. Let me reiterate, according to somebody, a direct quote from him, that when any adverse situation befell the Ummah during the time of Prophet Muhammad and Sahaba, their greatest weapon was resorting to prayers to seek for Allah's intercession. We shall continue to organize prayers as frequently as possible, and Allah in His infinite mercy will answer our prayers in removing in totality the act of terrorism by the Boko Haram and all other vices in Nigeria. Let me at this juncture urge all Nigerians to continue to pray for lasting peace and unity of our dear country, he said. I hope the prayer was understood, or what he's calling for was understood. Now, I want to ask Mamadi Sambo, who are these people called Boko Haram? The thing about black people from Africa is that they don't ask simple questions. I say it every blessed day, and I will continue to say it until it hits home. Who are Boko Haram people? From all we know, Boko Haram are Muslims. Boko Haram are or is Hausa Fulani people intent on Islamizing everybody else, introducing their own caliphate, introducing Sharia laws to cover everybody presently inhabiting the abominable space called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. That is all. That is what they are seeking to do. To Islamize everybody. Dear Mamadi Sambo, who are the people bringing disunity to the zoo? Hausa Fulani people. Who are the ones bombing and killing people? Hausa Fulani people. Who are the ones that the British gave power to? Hausa Fulani. Who controls all the oil resources? 99% of all the money gotten from oil? Hausa Fulani. Who occupies all the top positions all over the country in meaningful parastatals? Hausa Fulani Muslim. Who are the ones seeking to Islamize everybody? Hausa Fulani. Hausa Fulani people are responsible for the disunity in the zoo by going out and killing other people that they have subjugated for very many years. You have everything. All the oil you control. Nothing happens in Biafra land, where we come from. The money sustaining the Hausa Fulani people comes from Biafra land. We are not complaining. They said you must leave your land and go and work in Lagos and Abuja. We said fine, there is no problem. You must go to Zungeru. You must go to Maiduguri, to Sokoto. We said fine. Go to Kano. We said no problem. Please go to Adama. We said please, before you say it, we are already there. Then Boko Haram, Hausa, Fulani people. Why are you then killing us? I don't get it. You control everything. After a few weeks now, Jonathan will leave office and give you back your presidency, which you own. Nobody is contesting that with you. Jonathan never contested to be the president. Jonathan was more or less a victim of circumstance. Without the death of Yar'Adua, Jonathan couldn't have been, not in a billion years, the president of the zoo. So please don't keep killing people because on account of Jonathan. He's living. He's the worst kind of president I have ever seen in my life. Not even in the zoo, anywhere in the world. He's living. But you continue to kill people because your agenda is to Islamize the children of God. Your agenda is to cower us so much that we begin to obey your laws. Because some people are saying, with the name of Biafra, we should obey your laws. If you bring cattle, we should embrace them. Anything you say, yes, obey, don't disobey. Obey Hausa Fulani people. Obey Boko Haram. But that is not possible now. We cannot be rebels and then obey. That means that the word rebel doesn't have any meaning anymore. We cannot be freedom fighters expected to obey the laws of people killing us. It is not viable. It's not done anywhere in the world. No wonder they're afraid of a debate. Live debate. They're afraid. They can't justify it. They are asking for peace and unity with the same people that they are killing. Very soon they will tell us, unless you convert to Islam, we kill you, which is what they're doing right now. If you say no, they'll say you are disuniting. They are asking for prayer. Black people from Africa. Hopeless. Hopeless. Useless to the core. That is why we don't have good roads. The education system is non-existent. No railway system. We don't manufacture anything. All we do is consume. Consume, consume, consume. Now, I think later in the news, we'll read what is happening to the oil sector, the beloved crude oil. The whole world is saying, no, America have stopped buying your oil. USA no longer buy oil from the zoo. They will not cover it in NTA before all of you start rioting. Jonathan has no money anymore to settle everybody. That's why they're fighting. Rape and murder as Fulani headsmen invade Delta communities. We are asking for money to support the Biafra Defense Fund. This is the reason why they are now in Delta. Let us bring you this very beautiful news. For 55-year-old Mrs. Margaret Okotie, widow and mother of five, her only crime was that she was determined to put food on her table against the odds. Though just recuperating from illness, she made it to her 4-acre cassava plantation that fateful Sunday morning of March 20, 2012. However, she never made it back. Okotie was brutally murdered in cold blood inside her own farm. My mom was a dedicated mother. This is according to the child. The daughter, her name is Kate Okotie. My mom was a dedicated mother. Though our father died long ago, she did all she could to make us happy. Hausa Fulani headsmen attacked and snuffed out her life on March 20, 2012 after she tried to stop their cattle from grazing on her crops, recounts Kate, late Okotie's daughter. Kate went further to say that when her mom left home that fateful morning, she had tried to dissuade her, albeit unsuccessfully. However, a few hours later, those who had gone to the farm with her ran back to inform her that her mom had been attacked by headsmen. I rushed to the farm, and when I saw her, she was bleeding. She had been stabbed 3 times. We rushed her to the hospital, but before we made it, she was dead. She was killed by Hausa Fulani headsmen for trying to stop them from grazing their cattle on her farm. Kate's tale is one of the many sad tales emanating from these communities. For a couple of years, the people of Ohuoka, Abraka, Okwani communities in Ethiopia's local government area of Delta State have enjoyed relative peace. An agrarian community, their land is the only source of living. However, all that is threatened now as rape, death, and hunger are their lot due to the alleged activities of Hausa Fulani headsmen. We continue this very piece of beautiful news, please. It's beautiful sarcastically because I'm raging inside. Dear Lord. The crisis hit a climax recently when elders of Uhuoka community, after a series of violent attacks and robberies, petitioned the Delta State government and made a copy available to a Sunday newspaper, Sunday Sun. Dated March 25, 2014, and signed by the elders of Uhuoka, the petition cited the killing of Margaret Okotie and the raping of three women, including the shooting of a farmer, Ufuoma Efeya, with an AK-47 assault rifle, which culminated in his death. Ufuoma is dead, mind you, killed. Commenting, John Monday, the President General of Uhuoka Abraka Community, said that the matter was reported to the former Abraka DPO, the Commissioner of Police, the Area Commander, and the Deputy Governor of the state, and the events were published in newspapers, but nothing was done to remedy the situation. This is what he had to say, the chairman. If they are not checked, they will throw us into starvation. We don't have gari or corn to sell, and there is nothing we can do because those who have invaded our farmlands are armed with guns. When we complain, they say that we are a community of troublemakers. Meanwhile, the Hausa Fulani are killing our people. When Sunday Sun newspaper visited the Uhuoka community, it was a harvest of woes. There were tears, sorrow, and blood everywhere. They are Boko Haram, cried Chief George Osai, the chairman, head farmers, Obi Aroko, Abraka community, who has lost 30 acres of farmland so far. According to this Chief George Osai, they carry AK. This is not Radio Biafra, please, I'm begging. This news was carried by Sun newspaper. We're only blocking it here. It's not our news, please. Before people say we went and fabricated something, no. Arewa Consultative Forum. Arewa Youth, listen very carefully. This was carried by a national daily in the zoo. We are mentioning the names of the people that gave interview and their recount of their ordeal. The raping of their women, the killing of their sons, the desolation of their land. The same oil money you took from Biafra land, you used to buy AK-47 to come into Biafra land and kill Biafran people. When we say we don't compromise, most people don't understand the reason why. Can you see how cunning these Hausa Fulani people are? You cannot beat them at their own game. Nnamdi Azikiwe tried and failed. You can't win. There is death and mayhem in Biafra land. Now it is the turn of those of them in the Delta to speak out about this evil being done to the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. People are dying here. People are losing their lives because we do not have the means to defend ourselves. We just don't have it. If you continue to keep quiet, Islam will take over your land. They have come with their cattle. Anywhere they graze, they have grazing right, and that land belongs to them. They are coming armed. People are telling us to be peaceful people, to be obedient, to be law-abiding, but the law of the zoo says it is legal for people to kill Biafrans. We say that that law is illegal. Because if it were deemed illegal to kill a Biafran, all these Hausa Fulani cattlemen killing our people would have been paraded and tried and jailed or killed as punishment. But none of that is happening, which goes to show that the government of Goodluck Jonathan, if not acquiescing, they are consciously supporting the killing of Biafran people. Because nobody has been tried for these crimes against our people. Now you understand why we set up the Biafra Defense Fund. Now you understand why we need guns and bullets to defend our land. People shouldn't be shy to discuss this anywhere. point them to Radio Biafra. Ask them to go to these villages and investigate for themselves. That's what I believe in. They will hear even more gut-wrenching and harrowing tales from the people affected by the coming of Islam. They are coming for us. If you keep quiet, we are gone. Simple as that. Then you write it on a piece of paper and tell your children to remind their children as well. Oh, we used to come from a place called Biafra. It had Igbo people in it. And our land was very beautiful. If you go there, we used to go to the stream. We used to play on the roads. It was very nice. We used to go to the farm to get cassava. We used to grow this and that. But now, it is a caliphate. It is now an Islamic territory. It used to be this way. God won't allow such nonsense to happen. Not in his land. And we are counting on you to make it happen. As Barrister said, we are all in this thing together. Everybody is going to fight to get Biafra. Not 1, 2, 3, or 4 people. That is rubbish. Everybody. It is our duty. Everybody collectively. To go and get Biafra. It's impossible. All of us. All of us together. Everywhere you are a leader. You will rise up. And defend this very land which is under attack. Under ceaseless attack. Now it is the turn of those of them in the Delta to get it. They are now crying. It happened in Eziago Nudi. When I told you, some didn't quite understand. When our brothers called from Udi, they didn't quite get it. When we read it, and they said, no, it's not. One called from Udi. Oh, my wife is from Udi. Are you sure something is happening? The fool did not know that it is the wife's village that is under attack. I asked him to call the wife. At least ask after your in-laws. See if they are alive. If your mother-in-law hasn't been raped. These are the people we are dealing with. The ignorance is stupendous. Amazing. Sometimes ignorance annoys you. After a while, you begin to laugh in amusement. I never quite believe that people can be this foolish. But it's here. No wonder they call them Nigeria and they accepted it. No wonder they are slaves all over the world. No wonder the white people came here and emptied them and planted them in their farms abroad to be farming for them for free. We are very, very daft, honestly speaking. Sit down and observe it for yourself. Delta State is under siege. Under siege. Biafra land, the western part of Biafra land is under siege. They are lamenting because people are dying and being raped and killed by Boko Haram. The chief said it's Boko Haram. The leader of the Farmers Council said this is Boko Haram. Maybe now you believe him because when we told you, those of them working for APC, those of them working for Hausa Fulani, those of them working for Nigeria, obeying Nigerian laws. They said no, they are disobedient, they are violent. But Boko Haram came with peace. They're in Delta and are killing people. The same way they did in Eziago. Go now today, go there now and wave peace. No, take them to court. Let's sue them to court with their cattle. And then after 40 years, the case will be heard in a high court somewhere in Otrubo. Mad people. Ndiara. We continue. The Bodo community in River State has rejected an offer of up to $51 million from Royal Dutch Shell for 2 oil spills in 2008, depriving the residents of their livelihood. Their British lawyer said this on Friday after winning a landmark court ruling in Britain. Shell has already accepted responsibility for paying compensation and cleaning up the spills caused by its own failures. Shell have consistently sought to underestimate the damage whilst paying only lip service to an apology. These spills, which are some of the largest oil spills in history, have devastated a community of many thousands of people and ravaged the environment. Martin Day, one of the lawyers representing Bodo community, said in a statement, the offer of £30 million has been offered before and has been flatly refused by our clients, who found it insulting and derisory. Nothing has changed this view. Around 11,000 residents of the Bodo community in the Niger Delta, represented by law firm Lee Day, appealed in 2011 to a London court for compensation for the spilling of 500,000 barrels of oil, according to Shell. Managing Director of Shell Petroleum Development Company of Nigeria, Mutiu Sumonu, however, said that the company had accepted responsibility for the deeply regrettable spills and urged the fishermen to accept Shell's sensible and fair compensation offer. I want to give you startling statistics today. Do you know that the operating profit of Shell for 1 year is more than the entire budget of the zoo? I repeat. The operating profit of Shell Petroleum is more than the budget of the entire country. They claim houses 160 million people. That is to put into context what they should be paying for these spills. How about Onhaji? Hey, how about the spills at Onhaji? Who is going to compensate them? But anyway, the Igbo people, Ohanaeze have already taken 5 billion from Jonathan, so they can't speak about it. But congratulations to Bodo community and our fishermen there for fighting and taking Shell to a London court. We are the law works. We are advising all these APC people and Boko Haram using the name of Biafra. This is how you take people to court. In a place where the law works, not adjournment after adjournment after adjournment for 2 years adjournment. Even to call the case itself, it hasn't happened yet. An adjournment clause 90, paragraph 55, subsection 2015. Rubbish. Mad people. The federal government of the zoo recorded a decline of 1.43 trillion in crude oil sales in the 2013 fiscal period. A document obtained from the Budget Office of the Federation has revealed the Budget Office of the Federation in its 2013 Consolidated Budget Implementation Report, jointly signed by the Minister of Finance, Dr. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, and the Director General, Dr. Bright Okog, said that crude oil sales dropped by a whooping 33.69% from 4.24 trillion in 2012 to 2.81 trillion. Similarly, he said that gas sales and everything fell. So that money they rely on to give to Boko Haram to continue their killing, that money is dwindling because the world is beginning to diversify or to divest into other areas of energy production. And not relying on the zoo, because America no longer buys oil from the zoo, because the zoo they know is collapsing next year. It is unstable. They cannot invest in an uncertain market. That is what I mean by confidence in the market. The market, by which I mean not where you sell crayfish, the money market where you go and sell or borrow money, depending. Where you go and buy and sell money. Most of you don't know. You see this money you're talking about, you can buy and you can sell it. That is the meaning of stock exchange or money market. Those of them that invest in futures, those that buy commodities in the future, be it corn, rice, barley, wheat, oat, anything at all, they have looked at the zoo and said anybody investing money based on crude oil sales coming from the zoo next year, that is a risk they cannot take. That is why the U.S. no longer buys oil from the zoo. Now India does. No civilized country can buy oil from here because this place is collapsing and very fast. And that money is no longer coming. So the zoo is ending anyway. The only thing that holds the zoo together is crude oil from Biafra land. People are no longer buying it. They are no longer buying the crude oil from Biafra land. The Sudanese ambassador to Nigeria, Dr. Tagelsa Magub Ali, speaks on the difficulties being faced by his home country in extraditing the man suspected to be behind the bombings of Nyanya near Abuja, who fled to Sudan. The last time we spoke, according to the ambassador, the impression we had was that the arrested suspected Nyanya bomber would be extradited to Nigeria. What has happened between then and now? Sorry, according to a journalist that asked me a question. What has happened is that Sudan, of course, is ready to meet its obligations, but there are some processes which have got to be finalized before the person can be returned to the other country. There is no problem with that because it is just a question of procedures. Once the procedures are finished, then the suspect will be handed over to the Nigerian authorities. But it takes time because that is the way it is, because there are some processes that have got to be done, and these procedures are absolutely important because people are bound by extradition agreements between countries, and that agreement is a bit lengthy. I talked to the concerned authorities in the Ministry of Justice. I talked to the Minister of Justice himself. I talked to the Minister of the Interior. I talked to everybody. and I was assured that things are on course. There is no problem. It's only a question of time to finalize the processes and to complete the file so that the person can be turned over to this very country. Many more people were killed yesterday during attacks on two Borno villages by Hausa Fulani people belonging to Boko Haram, the Islamic cult intent on Islamizing everybody. It was also gathered that several residents were injured in the attacks on the two villages, Koronginim and Insiha near Chibok, where it was alleged they took away some schoolgirls. The attackers are Boko Haram, and they numbered over 20. They came to Koronginim in two vehicles, painted in army color, and they all carried different guns. They opened fire on people as soon as they arrived at about 7 a.m. This type of nonsense were not happening before the British came. Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, this is what your country has done to us here. You have created a monster, a killing machine that will go on sucking blood until there is no one else to kill. That is our news headlines today, our news summary, accompanied by our analysis as well. Our lines are now open. I am not sure, I do not know, but I believe very strongly that the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, is still with us. Barrister, can you hear me in any way, shape or form?
Absolutely, Director.
Please go ahead.
Thank you for the news analysis, if I have to put it that way, because you read, you explain, you describe, so that all of us will at least fathom what you are telling us. And that is why here, when the news is being delivered, nobody asks further questions. They don't, because it's been well delivered. Director, what is interesting here, for me especially, is not the oil spill or how much Jonathan and his people are embezzling. But what concerns me here most is the killing of my people. The daily killings of Biafrans. Hausa Fulani Boko Haram are not Islamizing us. They are killing us, removing us entirely. Because if they are Islamizing you, they will keep you, you will be alive, they will feed you, and they will say, take my religion. They are not doing that, Director. They are killing our people, removing them. Each time you hear a story, look at this Okotie describing how her mom died. But that was 2012, read it out.
Yes, but there are some. That was a preamble. That was the introduction when the problem started. That was the preamble to now. As at today, the chiefs of the villages are complaining. There were killings again March of this very year. And those Hausa Fulani people are still in the farms grazing on our cassava.
Thank you, Director. You see, this is the problem. We are always chasing after money and what we can make with money. But when you have nobody enjoying that your money, the making of it becomes very, very useless. Sometimes, Director, I feel like just going away for 1 month without even talking on air to see if there will be any improvement. Boko Haram don't say much, but they're killing our people every day. And we are discussing here on a radio Biafra. And some people calling, they will talk rubbish. Those who you will call in, they want to type in their telephone number on air. Our people do not think. They do not react to the killings and the death and mayhem being caused in their own land. Director, what I have said this many times over. What I do not understand, you want me out of your lands. I said, okay, you kill me, you burn my churches. But where do you get this power to be coming to my land, removing the only thing that I can use to feed myself, at the same time and on top of it killing me? I have never rationalized this. I've worked it mathematically. I have tried to reason it physically. I cannot come up with any reasonable excuse. I have been killed. My churches have been burned. Some hotels I built in the north have been brought down. Leave my country. As I said, they are not Islamizing us directly. They are killing us just to remove us completely from this surface earth. That is the bottom line. Anybody that tells you has something like Boko Haram are trying to Islamize us is all fallacious and fallacies. They are not. They're just killing us. QED. You cannot want to Islamize somebody who believe in your religion and you are removing them. I've told you many times, Director, the House of Fulani people, they are not active, they are not clever, they are not intelligent. All they are being supported are the British people. Because they are the people that handed over the power to them, and they are the people who are telling them what to do. They are not clever. Because if they are clever, Director, if I say I want you to believe in my religion, what's the point killing you? I want you to spread the religion. I want to send it. Look at what Christianity did. They sent people all over the world. They did not go there and start killing, apart from those who want to take over your land and conquer you. But Christianity took Bible because they want you to believe in them. If they started killing, we wouldn't have gotten as many Christianity as we have all over the world. Director, I want you to reason with me. Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram are not Islamizing nobody. They are killing us. You cannot say you want me to believe in your religion and you take a knife slitting my neck. Blood is coming. You are enjoying. You push me into a grave. Another person will come. It is not Islamization. It is pure killing. That is very atrocious, evil deed. But people in the zoo are not concerned. Those who are supposed to speak up for those who are not able to talk have been bribed off. But when they finish killing all these people, they'll come for you regardless that your mouth has been sealed. What are my people? Director, sometimes I think maybe Radio Biafra will go on holiday for a month. If you like to see if all this too much talking can lessen, because Boko Haram, they are not talking on air. All they are doing, they are busy killing Biafrans. That's what they are doing. You don't hear them on air, except where they want to tell you they will do operation. They make few recordings and they will carry on with their spree in killing Biafrans. Why don't they go to Robaland to graze with their cattle? Is there no land there?
There is.
The Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, they have vast majority of lands in their own homes. Why are they coming to Biafra land? Is to kill us and then occupy our land. They're not Islamizing you. They're killing you. The reason why they are raping, imagine. This again, I don't understand it. You're telling women in Enugu, only you will come to the farms. And then your husbands are not allowed. Those husbands, are they foolish? Why can't you, even if it is a charm gone, follow your wife? Because eventually she'll be raped. And when she comes home, she will not declare it to you. She will not tell you that she's been raped. Tomorrow she'll open up for you, and then she'll tell you she's pregnant. And when the child is born, is that suffering and Boko Haram blood? Our men, wake up. Only your women should be allowed to come to the farm. And you guys agree. Why not go there and die with your wife? You allow your wife to go to the farm. When she gets there, she'll be raped. And she will not talk. In order not to face the shame. She will stay with you in the night. You thought you're making love to your wife. You don't know that she's already been pregnanted. And you jump up. Papa Oke has had a baby. His house is full of any baby. Inside your wife's womb. You are keeping quiet. And you agreed. Yeah, it's only women who are allowed to come to the farm. Oh. And then you stay at home. Your wife will be raped and come home for you. Shame to our men who are allowing this. If somebody tells me only my wife, or only my child, or only my uncle, or only I will go with them. You better die a hero than to live a coward. This is why. Because they killed the first, we kept quiet. They keep killing us, we kept quiet. That is why up to today they are still killing us, Director. I suggest Radio Biafra should go off air for at least 2 months. Let's see what will happen. We keep talking here on a daily basis. Nothing is happening. One of my uncles says if he doesn't know how to fight, at least he will bite you. You do something. This insult is getting to a level that is becoming unbearable and intolerable. Every day we hear how some Boko Haram are killing us. They have to, and you know these people killing you don't even know how to make guns. They don't know how to make anything. Biafrans do all these things. Yet, we remain important. And all we hear is, we say the news, we share the news, we talk about it, and some people will tell you, forget about it. And the person who will tell you, forget about it, is a son and a daughter of House of Fulani Boko Haram. Because this is what they do. They plant evils in our midst. And when those evils hatch up, they start fighting against us. Somebody is killing you, and another person is telling you, take it easy. Take it easy. While House of Fulani Boko Haram are carrying gun. Tambo is talking about who is the terrorist, as you asked earlier. What are they telling us all this crap? Can only come from the zoo. Somebody is carrying gun and killing you. I'm still asking, who is this? Who are they? It's House of Fulani Boko Haram. Islam. Director, they are not Islamizing us. They are not converting us. They are killing us. My people, gradually we are dying because we are doing nothing. Remember the other guy you are talking to? He says, this did not start today. Oh, yes, it didn't start today. Tomorrow you find money and come abroad. And then before you come home, your sister is pregnant with House of Fulani Boko Haram. Will be named Chukwuemeka. And from there, Chukwuemeka will carry on.
Yes, now, and they will form a movement with Biafra in it.
And
ask
you
to obey the law. Of course now.
Fighting against you.
Go and do a DNA test. They are the ones following us, Rika.
And we kept quiet.
Yes,
we kept quiet.
Of course.
And you keep multiplying.
Of course.
You see, now you who says that? You know, Joba for Yahu Romenala.
That is what kept quiet. Entrenched. How did you get Ashebi? Even Oga, yeah, that we call. The name Oga. Oga is a Yoruba word. Yeah. Is that a Yoruba word? Is Yoruba word? How about Ashebi?
The other guy was talking to you the other day. How do you greet your mom? Yeah, I will say, good morning, sir. Good, both good and morning, and sir. And all your languages.
All of
this. Good morning, sir. Good, what is it? Ebolachi. Is it too difficult?
Ototoroma. Isalachi. That's what we say where we come from.
Different people have different dialects. In Owerri, we say Ebolachi.
Yes,
and Ebolachi. That is Owerri own.
Yes.
You have to who say Ututuoma, so we say Isalachi. From where I came from, we will say Ebolachi, Anibochi, Kachifo, a different dialect from a different village. But we kept quiet, and all this quietly creeping onto us. Few of us will be brought in one corner, giving some thousands and millions of naira.
But barrister, in a way, sometimes now you understand why I engage in all these battles. When I fight evil, I fight it to a standstill. You can understand why I engage in all these battles. You have forgotten why I do it. It is exactly purely for what you just said now. I cannot keep quiet when evil is happening. I can't tolerate it. I can't take it. I will go against it. I have asked one question, which you, barrister, you have not answered me, this question. Barrister, do you believe that our women were forcibly raped or some of them handed themselves over to Hausa men? Between 67 and 70. Do you agree?
Director?
No.
It is so obvious that a blind man would know about this.
Thank you very much. Now, can I ask you, do you believe that those children were born with Igbo names?
Of course. I've given an example from my own village.
Barrister, where are those people?
They mixed up with us.
Thank you very much. They are the ones in Bilia. I rest my case and the master of following was really. Listen, our people don't quite follow.
Absolutely.
Our people must be very, very... Listen to me, barrister. I will fight. I will take this battle. I have said to my mom and my dad, any day you do anything inimical to the growth of Biafra, I will also fight you. Our people don't understand that Biafra is a spiritual calling. Biafra is a spirit. If your hands are contaminated, Biafra will not come. It's as simple as that. Biafra abhors evil. Everything concealed is always bubbling to the surface. Nothing is hidden. Today, those of them that fought against us, barrister, those of them, some families, not all, from the so-called Delta and Niger Delta, that said no to us, is oil not in their place, being spilled, they can't go to the farm, no fishing for them. is Hausa Fulani people not? I want to ask them today. I love questions. I love questioning people. Who are the people now killing you in your farms?
Director, let me interject here. Remember, media is a powerful tool. The reason why sometimes when you are hard on our people, I come to your rescue is this. In a midst of 12, when you say something, whether good or bad, at least 6 or 7 will agree with you. Media was used to destroy the minds of Akwa Ibom people, Calabar people, riverine area, cross river area. They used media to destroy them, to tell them that Igbos are their problem, to tell them that they are not Igbos. And director, all these people, they are Igbos. All of them. Anybody from the East is Igbo. That is the originality. They started, remember, British divide and rule. They started telling the people who do this. And director, when you check the history up to today, no Igbo man has ever done anything against their cousins. But the media has already propagated that particular news. And it worked against us. But now, you see, what goes up must surely come down. The die is cast. The reality is unfolding. And now, these our people realizing that it was a deliberate sedition to cause problem between us and our cousins. They are seeing it now. Now that it is, their eyes are open. Director, we don't say no more. Because as you always know, I always say, res ipsa loquitur. The facts speak for itself now. It's unfolding. We don't even need to talk much. It is now happening. The areas where you are told, Igbo man will do you this, Igbo man will do you that. It is now happening. We don't even need to tell the stories. But God bless some of those who did not capture this concocted, fallacious, muddled up news. But majority took it. That yes, Igbo man is bad. Igbo man is this. Igbo man is that. But it was deliberately planted. And it has hatched up. But who is working against now? Those that were carved out. And telling you, Igbo man hates you. Majority of them worked with it. And some of them are dead. With that brain mind. That yes, Igbo man is bad. But look at it. They are now raping. And the more they rape them, the more they get pregnant. Remember in our culture, we hardly do abortion. That was why, if you remember, when Rocha Sokorocha brought abortion, that was, director, I think that was 2 years ago, if not last year. I was supporting him. I said, Rocha, well done. So that all those are women, when they are pregnant, they can just take off the rubbish. Because if they don't, our people say, Obu Durime, Yamu Hushiyamu Aja. Get rid of that rubbish. But people started campaigning. Most of our girls, when they are pregnant, by Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, they will not tell you the next day. They have the baby, and his name will be Chukwuma. And then we take it from there. Director, let me stop so far. Thank you.
Thank you very much, the very eminent Barrister Nathan Atlo, Barrister Mamezu. Thank you very much. Our lines have been going crazy all this while. Our Skype line is also open, or should I say Skype lines as the case may be. The one also for the officers of state is also open. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
My name is David from Germany, Halle. It's been a long time that I tried to get you. My name is David from Boy, and been a long time that I'm trying to reach you, but I couldn't because I know you're always busy. In fact, Director, I want to say thank you for all the effort and all that you are doing for the people of Biafra. Biafra is our hope, which everybody knows. And in fact, I'm very happy. I can't tell you how much happy I am. But I just want to say to you, keep on. If I can do more, in fact, I will do more than this. But I do really appreciate your effort. In fact, you want to restore hope to the hopeless. You have already restored hope to the hopeless. And I do really appreciate it. In fact, when I go to this line and begin to hear your word, in fact, day and night, I thank God for you, for bringing you out to save the people of Biafra. And I'm very happy. Director, go ahead. we can do. I'm telling people, even yesterday, I got to meet some people. I'm telling them about what you're doing. Some are doubting. But I tell them, you can go online. Go to Touchlight, go to Radio Biafra, go to many places. You can see what is going on. It's not time for doubting. It's time that we will all wake up. Even the sleeping ones have to wake up because the day has come. The time has come and the hour has come. Director, I'm very, very happy. In fact, go ahead. I'm trying to gather more people because here I see that they have not yet started something like union or anything, because I've been inquiring many people. No one can be able to tell me if they have or not. So, but I'm trying to get more people so that we can know what we have to do. So I do really appreciate that it will go on.
Thank you very much. Continue to organize our people where you are. We are the most credible force that is out there. At the right time, our enemies shall meet us wherever we choose to meet them. The saboteurs will no longer exist by then. They won't exist. The caller on Skype, if you can hear me, you've been waiting. This is Radio Biafra, your name and where you are, please.
Talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, from United States. This is Ogun Okonkwo.
Ogun Okonkwo, where are you calling from? In the U.S.?
Yeah, U.S., Atlanta.
You're calling from Atlanta. Thank you very much. Are you part of us in Atlanta? Are you part of the family of Biafrans in Atlanta?
Yeah, I called you last time and you gave me a number for someone that I need
Uche,
to call.
Uchen Naji. Uchen Naji, yes. Yes.
So I want to thank you for what you are doing. I can't stop thanking you enough. I've been trying for God knows when. Sometimes it doesn't connect. Sometimes it will be on hold. Sometimes, I'm through today. I'm very, very happy. And I want to sing a song, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but I want to sing a song that it goes this way. Idiya bwa bwa we, idiya bwa bwa we, nande idiya bwa bwa we, oti di kidi nambo, igaya huani bwa we, nande igaya huani bwa we, igaya huani bwa we. Yeah, I just sing this song because people are afraid of the truth. You say the truth the way it is, and people doesn't like it. That's not eziokwu na agba agba.
Of course.
Abuni ikwe eziokwu acho ka Kamago cheer, came a cheer, for big babies who are put up. Kayali may exist. So, Anna Makenegi, I'm thanking you for what you have been doing for Biafrans. No matter if some people doesn't recognize that. And I've been following you on the program for a long time now. Be hearing what people are saying and how you are dealing with all the issues, and I believe that nothing will happen to you. Like a man that called last time, he was asking for number. I was laughing that day. You are laughing and I'm laughing, you know. The man is trying to put the number in his phone. I say maybe they sent this man. This man may be an agent, but we never know. But the way you handle the man, I appreciate that. And I can't stop thanking you. I mean, with all the people around you and the people doing this job, it's not easy. People have been saying sort of stuff in the radio. I mean, online and stuff. But nobody have said the truth before. The truth is very bitter to say. It's really, really bitter. But why I sing this song that since I've been listening to you, you never change. You are consistent. in whatever you are doing. The time I saw you, the time I heard you for the first time in, I think it's in Ireland, and the time I hear you in Lagos, and when you go to Enugu, or you still say this, but I have been hearing some people, they flip and flop. They say this today and tomorrow they say another thing, but you are consistent on what you are saying and what you are doing. And even though people, Jesus Christ, a lot of people against him say that he's this, he's that. But what I'm telling you now is to have courage, have heart. Anything that brings you out to do this job will never fail you. Even though you are standing in front of your enemy, they will never see you. I pray that you will be dear for us when this Biafra come, whether the devil like it or not, it will be here. And I strongly pray that whoever is fighting in any way, in any angle, the person is already been defeated. In Jesus' name, I pray that you will be guide and protect. We Amen. Need you. We need a voice like you, because we haven't heard this voice like you before. Since I was born, I haven't heard a strong, because you say the truth, the way the truth is. I haven't heard the people that, even though in the church, I go to the church and I read a verse today, but I don't remember the chapter, but it's in Ecclesiastes. You say there is a time for everything, a time for war, a time to gather stone, a time for to die, a time to live. Everything have time and season. And I was reading it in the church today, and it was telling me exactly the stage that we are in now, that we are in the time of war. Even though the Bible recognized that there is a time for everything. So whatever you do, we are strongly behind you. I pray that you will be dear for us. Thank you very much. I appreciate everything you do. May God bless you and bless everything that you do, and your family, wherever they are, they will be protected in the wings of the Lord. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Director.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you. You're very kind, with very kind words. I have this thing to say to our people, those of you without the stomach for a fight. You lack the belly for a fight. Some people think that Biafra is a walk in the park. You just come and shout, Biafra, 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 and print a few t-shirts and that's it. No. Biafra is a spiritual battle between good and bad, between the forces of darkness and the forces of light. There is nothing Satan will not do to stop the coming of Biafra, because the coming of Biafra will mean that this part of the world will be classed as a civilized set of people. Many forces don't want it to happen. And this is the reason why I worry for our people. That if we get Biafra today without educating our people, you will allow it to be run down the same way the zoo was run down to what it has become today. Don't people reason? Use your common sense. As our brother said, I don't change. Year after year, the deterrent of... No, we don't change. What change for who? For what? Who is campaigning for Jonathan, PDP, the president of the country killing their own people? Or was it? Go and Google it. You are using the name of Biafra to campaign for PDP. Who are the people in APC today using the name of Biafra? Those of them below Human Rights Initiative. People want me to work with this person, all these people. They are mad. They are idiots. They are mad people. They don't know me. To ask me to work with Bilie and... You must be deranged. The person is mad inside them. Debo Ojukwu gave an interview by the children that run a Biafra liberation movement, and said it openly. That is in APC. He supports APC. Debo Ojukwu is in court representing Biafra. Yes? Let's put that to one side. Our own father, Jose Ikedife, opened his mouth in front of myself and three other people. Because I always have evidence. I don't say what I don't know. Anytime I mention names, He was supporting Ngige. Had Ngige won Anambra election and not Obiano, which party will be in power in Anambra today? APC. I met with those of them running Bili and they told me that they want Rochas to come. I said no. Bishop Enyoha is the chaplain to Rochas Okorocha. Is that true or false? I know the bishop personal one-on-one. Not them say, not hearsay. I tell him that is what I said. Bishop Enyoha. What did he tell me about Rochas? And I told him no, that our people won't accept that. I won't accept it. In his house, you know where. True or false? Our people, there. Now I know why. If you want to know how bad we are, I gave this thing as an example before. If you want to know the people we are encountering in the, if you want to know how satanic our people are, how devilish they are, go and buy one trip of sand between 7 to 10,000 naira. It's just a simple experiment. Go back to that same piece of farmland that your mom has been farming for years, that your father told you belongs to the ancestors, and they handed it to him. Go and tip one trip of sand there. Pay somebody 5 naira to go to the village and say that you're starting, you want to build one big mansion there. If more than 5 people do not come out to contest that piece of land, don't listen to Radio Biafra again. I said anywhere you like in Igbo land. Go and try it. Simple experiment. Very simple. You will know how many bad people there are inside your own family you come from, talkless of your village. These are the people we are weeding out. Because if they come with us on this journey, they make perfect saboteurs. What we are doing now is to cleanse our house. So when we continue, when we commence our march, you will not have anybody running to Hausa Fulani people. We are identifying those fathered by Hausa Fulani people through a method of elimination. I do not compromise with people that have compromised our stance on this very struggle. Never. For somebody to rise up and lie to Biafran people. For somebody to stand up and be working for PDP in broad daylight. Our people are keeping quiet. No wonder you have not gotten Biafra. No wonder cattle raiders are in your village. Because we are suffering from a lack or the absence of good people. We don't have good men anymore who are honorable. We don't have them. That is why evil is prevailing. When you go into a battle to confront evil, it's just like any of you have seen, what's it called? I've forgotten the name, it's escaped me. I want you to go and watch The Exorcist. It's a film by Friedkin. I think it was released in 1972. When a demon entered a little boy, it was a true story in America. The Exorcist is a true story. Of course, less part of the drama and adaptation when it went onto the big screen. I know Friedkin was the director of that very movie. It was voted the top horror movie of all time. The Exorcist, go and watch it. It is actually based on a true story. When the devil entered inside the little boy, the devil mimicked up to 7 voices of people coming from this boy. Up to 7 different people speaking. When the boy opens his mouth, different people will be speaking different languages. It's called exorcism. When the boy was exorcised, the nonsense removed from him, he came to his senses. What we are doing now is another form of removing of the spirit of lies and deceit from an average Igbo man. To implant in its place truth and honesty. Only then will you be worthy. Only then will Chukwu Abiama find you people worthy to go into Biafra. Without it, we're all dying here. Without it, we are dead. If you come to Radio Biafra, you must come with clean hands. I make my offer once again to them. I will present myself anywhere, anytime, any place to debate anybody live. The world will hear it. Live, I didn't mean recorded. Live. If you last 5 minutes, you know you're very strong. I hate evil with a passion That is why Africa is poor. African leaders, we are patently evil men. Evil men beyond description. That is why Africa is poor. God abandoned Africa. No amount of prayer and fasting can save you. No amount of it can save you. Unless you change from your evil, wicked ways. This is Radio Biafra. Never, ever underestimate what we are capable of doing. We are the children of God, for goodness sake. The children of the Most High God. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Hello? Yeah. Good evening.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Good evening, director.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please, where are you calling from? Your line was a bit hazy. Where are you calling from?
I'm coming from Norway. My name is Okuchukwu Nwachineke Nnaji.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, director. Director, I want to use this opportunity to thank you. Thank you so much. It's not only thanking you. Thank you for what you have done in my life. Since I started writing this Radio Biafra, director, it's like a dream comes true. You know, I started listening to our Radio Biafra is 2 months. And this time around is maybe 3 months.
Yes.
And sometimes I hear when some people say an Igbo man hear they about Biafra and his blood is not shaking. Director, exactly what he said is fathered by Hausa man.
Go and check it. Anywhere, go and check it. It's pure science. Year, science, Kobo. Go and check it, you see yourself.
This is true, and nobody needs to deny the at least argue about it. Director, I thank God that I bring you out. It's just one place from this Europe to another, this Europe to another. Some people said, yes, we are okay. We are okay. We are okay. We are running from another country to another. And whenever you speak about a different man home, somebody that calls himself an Igbo man, we said, let's forget it. Stop talking about it. But where you are, you like where you are living. But you forget that some people died before that place looked like that. So, director.
Yes, my dear brother.
I don't have much to say. The only thing I have to thank you and telling you soon before first 2 weeks, director, I need to make myself available there.
That's no problem.
Without Biafra, I don't think we're supposed to live. I don't think life do not worth anything.
Of course.
Director, you can see what, if you see what our people is going, that is going this Europe. Director, where do I start? When you get money, you get a home. Tomorrow, they told you they want you to leave.
Of course, ma'am. They will drive you away.
Yeah. Director, let me stop because if I start getting nervous about some certain things I hear. About our people, definitely we stay argue. And director, please permit me to say, just tell my brothers from Delta that call themselves Delta, and leave their family. Let me tell them, in that place, those people they call Igbo. Some people can speak their dialect, the other one cannot hear it. Sukaman can speak. A Abakrik man can speak, I cannot hear. because I cannot hear, they cannot say they are not from Biafra or they are not Igbo. In Igbo land, we have many dialects. I beg my brothers from the other side of the river, I beg me myself, I'm using the name of Chukwu Abiyama to beg you all not to make the same mistake your forefathers did. This is the same thing they told them. They told them that Igbo man is a problem for them. But you people can see from that time till now, it's not your family. Your family is not problem. They finish divide us, the entire family. If you go to each every family of a Igbo man, Igbo man, fighting about church, religion. They are fighting about the religion. The self family. So these people, they thought they succeed already. But director, I thank you for bringing us together. I thank you for waking us from sleep, because we were sleeping. Would I call it sleep or dead? So director, please do me a favor. At least reserve a place for me.
Yes, we are here.
For me to stand.
We are here.
Stand there, yes.
We are here. Yes, please calm down. Calm down. We are here. Yeah. And thank you very much. Thank you very much. Our brother Evangelist Lotachukwu will give you a call because you are in Norway. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, if you call us, you will be able to have your voice heard all over the world. We are formidable, exceptionally formidable, because we speak the truth. When we push you, we tell you we are to land. We show you where you are going to land. The truth is what propels us, and that is what is going to get us Biafra. Anything else is fraud. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? No, they can't hear me.
I can hear you. This is Anne Wanunenyi.
Thank you very much. Please. Yes, madam, continue.
Yeah, my name is Anne Wanunenyi from Los Angeles. Good morning, my director. How are you doing today?
Very well, thank you. Good evening.
good morning. Good afternoon over here. I'm just calling to thank you for all the wonderful things you are doing for us. I'm asking you please to continue as you have been doing. Don't let anybody deter you from from what you want to do. We all appreciate you. And I'm calling because I am very, very angry regarding our men. I do not know what's wrong with them. Okay, I know that they're so coward. All they care about going to party, whatever party is available, they will go, whether they're invited or not. They don't care about anything else. A funeral, you know, wakekeeping. If somebody dies in Nigeria and didn't even die in America, there's a funeral, you know, wakekeeping for that. And they're taking money from people when the person has already been buried, you know. So I'm challenging them to come out of their holes to help us for this cause. Because this is not just for us, this is for our children, our grandchildren, and so forth. I'm asking them to come out and join us, to fight for the good cause. And another thing, when we realize Biafra without them, 2, 3, 4 years from now, and their children can't go home because their parents did not get involved for this cause. And they're asking them, why are we not able to go home? And eventually they found out that because their parents cowered out, how are they going to look at their children's faces to explain to them why they weren't able to participate? You know? They're also forgetting that we have family at home. Just because we're here, we have families at home. We have uncles, aunties, cousins, grandmothers, grandfathers, and so forth and so on. We have brothers at home. We come here, we forget that we have people at home that we also fighting for to keep alive. If they don't know, what is going on, let them, whoever, I know we probably have some people from Aba, this Asiago people that their family been, you know, being killed, mothers being raped, and all that nonsense. And, you know, and they've been raped and been killed. Last week, we were celebrating Father's Day here, and we also heard what happened, what took place, the bombing and in the church, killing people, shooting people, luckily. And I know that, but it was the grace of Chukwu Abiam that the three bombs did not explode. That would have been a disastrous situation.
Yes, ma'am. Very, very bad. Very bad. So, very bad situation.
I am very, very angry. Because I know we can do this. If they can just come out, I don't know what they're afraid of. What are they afraid of? If they join, I'm sure that their wives are not joining because they are waiting for their husband to do something, to take initiative. And then they will follow suit. I'm sure of that. But they don't want to do anything. But where there's party, they go. The end of the year party, every party, they have excuse to give parties. You know? I challenge them to come out and join us and help us raise the money that is needed so that we can take care of ourselves and protect our families at home, those who have suffered more. There's nobody, none of us here are doing the work with the degrees we have here. Some people have 2, 3, 1 degree, you know. Yeah, none of us are working in the position that we graduated from. None of us doing the job we're supposed to be doing. We're doing a menial job. But if we realize in Biafra, they'll be able to be making 3-4 times more than what they're doing here, and they'll be able to do the job they graduated from.
Exactly. Exactly. I agree with you. I agree with you completely and totally. Total agreement with you. Somebody traveled abroad and studied all your PhDs, all your qualifications. They think that you're even afraid to tell your employers the qualifications you have for fear that they would remove you from the job, claiming that they can't afford to pay you.
Because you're overqualified.
You're overqualified. They will tell you are overqualified. Of course, yes, that is true. These are the things that they don't... I mean, you know the thing about it, madam, is that most of our people, most of us, there is something called mediocrity. People wallow in mediocrity. I don't excuse myself from it. Do you know that in my village, in Okulaga, there is a place called Iyobanenu?
Mm-hmm.
The white people that built Trinity College developed this very, what is a spring that comes from a rock. Mm-hmm. They built something around it to harvest the water. From there to those that know Trinity College is where they train pastors and for CMS in those days, Methodist, Anglican, Kwaibo Church, all of them, and Presbyterian. That's where they train all their ministers. It's in Afara, in my village. Do you know that the white people built Trinity College? It was self-sufficient. They went to Iyobanenu. They took pure, natural, filtered spring water. They pump it to Trinity College, and everybody's enjoying. Do you know that this very place is less than 2 miles from my place where I live? Do you know that we drink pure water? Yes, I'm telling you. We drink pure water from borehole. But Iyobanenu is there with natural spring water. Natural. Better than Evian. Better than anything you can imagine. It's there filtered. It's been tested time and time again. And I told them in my village, what you need to do, we all contribute money. Get a pumping machine. It's as easy as that. We take the same water and feed it to the main pipe. Water will go to everybody's house. Do you know they could?
Yes.
In fact, the few standing pipes in my place, people selling water by tank came with their sledgehammer and destroyed all of them. Do you know what they said? If you allow water to be running here, how can we sell water and feed our families? Because of that, destroyed all the standing pipes. Oh, dear
of
Lord.
Course.
I don't know. I don't know these people. I can't understand.
Yeah, of course. And also, I was so angry, I forgot to introduce myself. My name is Anne Wanunenye from Aji, Imo State. I'm the wife of Ikenna Wanunenye. So, from Los Angeles.
Yes.
I also challenge our women. If your husbands do not want to participate, for the sake of your children, those of you who have grandchildren, and those of you who also have great-grandchildren, I challenge you to come out. Join us. We have meeting twice a month, every month. Okay? So give me a call. My number is area code 323-346-5366. Again, my number is area code 323-346-5366. And I'll give you all the information you need. I appreciate it if you can join us. Forget about your husbands who do not want to take part in this. For the sake of your family, your children, the family left behind in the Biafran land, I ask you please to join us for this great, wonderful cause. Okay? Have a faith in our director. He knows what he's doing and what he's saying. He has never said and done anything that he said he's not going to do, that he's going to do. He has been consistent. I don't know why we are willing to follow somebody who lied to us, belittled us, killing us, taking everything that belonged to us. If you are willing to follow them sheepishly, but you don't want to follow somebody that knows what he's doing, that is supposed to benefit each and every one of us. I challenge you women in Los Angeles to join us for this cause. And I appreciate it if you can give me a call. Again, my number is area 323-346-5366. I'm waiting for your call.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Director.
Thank you,
Director.
Thank you.
May God bless you and your family. And Chika Obama will protect you wherever you go, whatever you're doing. He's with you.
Thank you very much.
So take care and keep up with good job.
We must keep on. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The one on the is a part of us. Thank you very, very much. And I say, he said to your blessing to the offer that you were pronouncing. Thank you very much. Chukwu Abiama is merciful. People are writing us, those of them born of Hausa Fulani men. They will come out now. We know them. Now we know that we cannot work with them or entrust Biafra in their care because their father is waiting. Some of them in Katsina, some of them in Zungeru, some of them in a place called Guzom, some of them in Lafia, fathered by vagabonds from the north that came down between 67 and 70. Some of them stayed beyond that period. All these people, all of you that Hausa Fulani men fathered, where are you people? Where did you disappear to? Where are you? You are the ones using the name of Biafra to serve Nigeria. Using the name of Biafra to campaign for a politician in the zoo. All of you will meet a very disgraceful death one after the other. Because you are playing with the memory of 3.5 million people dead. Those of them whom I owe my obligation. I don't owe it to the living. I say it all the time. My obligation is to the 3.5 million dead and counting. I owe it to them personally, on a personal level, to pursue Biafra, that thing that they died for will come to pass. Exactly the same speech I gave at Enugu on the 30th of May. Remembrance worldwide. We did it. We have a caller on the phone, but before then, I believe that the barrister is still with me. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me?
Director, yes. I'm here.
Please go ahead.
Here.
Go ahead, barrister.
I'm here, Director. I thank our lady from Los Angeles. You know, our women, Director, as you always know, they represent us fully. You see, all these men, they go to parties even when they are not invited. She made me laugh there. Because if anything happens to you, when you are not called upon, you cannot defend yourself for going to that party. Director, the fact is, we had the opportunity to come abroad, and we believe that we are in safe havens. We are in Australia, we are in London, we are in Canada, we ran away from home. So, Director, this is why sometimes, when you blame our people, I defend them. Because most of all these problems are not our fault. They are not. Somebody was telling me that the Igbos, we are church rats. I said, no, don't blame our people because the Hausa Fulani Nigerian Zoo made it so. Director, you cited earlier, all of us are going to Zungeru, going to Kafanchan, going to Maiduguri, to looking for jobs whilst at home, we have all those things. But the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram and the Nigerian Zoo did not allow us to generate, even the ones we had. They were all closed. We were iterating it some few days ago. Cement was in Kalago. Ceramics was in Omaha. Abashu Industry and Textile. All those things were deliberately closed to stifle our people, Director. That is why, you know, I don't look at things romantically. I go in depth into looking at things to find the reason, the cause. Not only because I am a criminologist, Director, I also a BA sociologist. The sociologist would like to find out the reason why somebody did something. Not because they did something, then you crucify them. No, I find out the rudimental issues, why something cause an effect. Without this, in law, sine qua non, something of this nature would not have happened. That is what we call cause and effect in economics. So we blame ourselves, but to a minimum, because the Igbos are higher in population in that particular eastern region. That is why our sins are obvious, because when things happen, we be at the brunt. We are the ones challenging the authority in that zoo. Other tribes are a bit reticent. So that is why when you blame my people, I say, please, no, give them a little break. Of course, we know some of them are fake, but all of us are not. Otherwise, we will not be here talking today. But we are still asking those who are still not in tune with what we are doing here to come back home, to realize that all we are doing here is developing the economy of where we are. What is happening in our own lands? What is happening in our own villages? We left it. And Hausa Fulani Boko Haram are engaging themselves, occupying it. You know, those people, they can live in any makeshift house. They'll get some few zinc, call it bacha. They can sleep there. But when they come out, they will chase our women. This is what is intriguing me. Our women, of all women, they are now succumbing to the treacherous, wicked, evil ways of Hausa Fulani Boko Haram. For what reason? Because they got the cash. And if you don't have a cash, you cannot maintain a woman. So, Director, I won't blame our women that this is what they engage themselves into. But because how they're supposed to make money has been stopped. Our lady, one on any, was saying even the degrees they did, they are not working with it. Now, imagine those at home. Our women are doing prostitution because there is no job for them. I will not stand up and condemn our women for that. Otherwise, how would they feed? How would they feed their families? How would they put food on the table? So, Director, when we blame our families, our people, we have to know that there is a reason why. What is happening now? This is why. What brought about it? That's why I look at things microscopically before I can ever blame anybody. What we are doing is not our own making. It was brought and put upon us. Remember Jesus. He said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Director, if we know what we are doing, we will not be here. But we saw it as a fashion. I'm going abroad. I'm going here, I'm going here. But it's no longer a fashion. It has come now to be a disgrace. We are running away from the land that flows with milk and honey. Coming to where we are, you are even marginalized. Not only because we are marginalized back home, even here in abroad, we are also marginalized. Director, I'm with you until the end of this program.
Of course you will be. The very eminent barrister and attorney at law. We also have our dear sister who also is the head of our women affairs. Please, our dear sister, Ngozi Madu, dear friends are listening. But as always, you will introduce yourself with your own mouth. Please. Go ahead.
Thank you, and good evening to you, Director, and to my brother and sisters all over the world. My name is Ngozi Madu, and I'm calling from Sweden. Director, regarding the announcement you made on our women, I want to call the countries where we already have a women coordinator there, so that those who don't have, we start working on on it, and the places where we already have our women, so that the men should allow their wife to come out to make sure that we establish our women there in a very big way. We have Germany, we have our sister Florence in Kechi, Italy, we have Sister Chinere Njiribiako, Sweden, we have Ukeria Okere, Denmark, we have Sandra Ezoma, Israel, we have Ebere Asawa, Senegal, we have Helene O'Hara, Finland, we have Felicia, but our sister Mina Opera, we're assisting her because she just put to bed two weeks ago. Ireland, we have Judith Mbakwe. UK, we have Clementina Eckert and our sister Uju Onyema will also be there to make sure that our women in UK will come out in mass. Russia, we have Roslyn Mosu and our sister that just got from Los Angeles in US together with Amaka Wanebo. These are the countries where we already have our women. Now, these countries that we have our women, all the zonal coordinators, if you are a coordinator, you are a treasurer, you are a secretary, a PRO, please, and you are married, living with your wife, you are together with your wife, please. These women are not going to coordinate empty house. If you call a meeting and nobody comes up, you are not going to do that meeting with anybody. Therefore, you should allow your wives to come out. You should allow your wife to come out. If your wife is refusing to come out, then you that pose as a coordinator, I will tell you that you don't know what you are coordinating. Because if you cannot convince your wife to believe in what you believe in, then I don't know how you can be able to convince someone outside that Biafra will come. Why you cannot convince the person you are living with? Our women, we are having our own meeting separately from what the men are having. All the same, we are still one body. All we are doing is for the restoration of Biafra. We are not there to gossip. We don't have time for that. Anything we talk there, we'll pack it with action. Therefore, you should allow your wives to come out to make sure that to help to coordinate these areas, that to make sure that our women, they come out in numbers. We need our women. If our women are the one holding all this meeting that the men are holding all this way, we would have gone far where we are now. So please, we are pleading with you now. We might not plead again tomorrow. Allow your wives to come out if you are a coordinator. I rest my case here. Thank you, Director, and God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are broadcasting live and direct. This is a live transmission of the PM, the evening program we have here on this very day, the 22nd day of June in the year of our Lord 2014. The time now is approximately 5.5 minutes past the hour of 9 p.m. in the evening, and we are broadcasting to the whole world. Here are the followers of truth and honesty in search of that very thing that has eluded them for nearly 50 years, the freedom of their people. If you're listening to Radio Biafra, you must be a very truthful person or else you go somewhere else. We are liars, and those of them fathered by Hausa Fulani people are congregating. Here we speak the truth regardless of the consequences. We don't give a damn. Truth must be spoken. If you can't handle it, you can go and hang yourself. That is your business. The truth must be spoken. If you think we are not speaking the truth, pick up the phone. We beg you. We will even call you back. And dial +234 8100 904 599. We will allow you to finish what you're saying. Then we ask you a simple question. That's all. We promise you. We will not even respond to you. We'll only ask you questions. That's all. The caller on the phone, please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller, I'm talking to you. Yes, you are on the phone. I'm speaking to you. Please go ahead. Your name and where you are.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Amare Chukwu Mete here. I'm calling from Italy by special congress to PIO Indigenous People of Biafra in Transito Zone.
Thank you.
Director, I can tell you that there is Biafrans in Transito Zone. Today, we hold our meeting. Everything went successful. There indeed a Biafrans in Transito. The turnout today was marvelous. I want to encourage other zones in Italy to emulate Treviso Zone. They did a wonderful thing meeting today. I also thank our EBO director, coordinator, my Damian Elago. He's doing a wonderful work in Treviso Zone. And also, I also use the opportunity to thank our national director, Mike Urania, is doing a wonderful work in Italy. Director, I don't have much to say. I was very, very, very happy today. The turn-up we have today and the contribution they made today to show that there are really Biafrans in Treviso Zone. Concerning what Ohaneze is planning to do for the death of our dead heroes, I sent something there that maybe the 40 million Jonathan gave to them last time I was finished. Maybe they want to use this opportunity to tell Jonathan that if you want to win 2015 election, you give us money to honor our dead so that we vote for you. That's why, you know, always talk of money, money. That is the way of our health. But there are people being killed. Benjamin Onka is being killed. And you see the one they're talking of sending delegates to about to go and take their people home. But our health, thereafter, we have to share the money. Where is this happening? Their pocket and their selfish interest. That is what they are interested. Director, keep on what you are doing. The truth is bitter. People who love the truth always come to Radio Biafra. Those who like liar always go to Washington that is telling them that the UN is coming today. We are going to mount our flag today. America is coming to give us Biafra today. BBC is here at the backyard. Today, everything is going to work well. When we are in Nigeria, we have all those things. Decision us. You know, our people told me to call Isha with him. At that time, we are in Nigeria. We don't know anything. Anything you told us, we are this. But now we are come to Western world and learn a lot of things and know what is going on. People at home is easy and they know poverty is at home and anything you tell them, they agree. So I don't blame people at home. You know, they don't know anything. That is the zone. Because that time we are there, we don't know what is going on. Those people are there. Those who don't have light, how can they know what is going on? But when they 24 hours electricity, people can hear this and know what is happening. But they don't listen to me from morning market to evening market. Go home and come back. What they expect them to do. So director, keep on what they are doing. We are strongly behind you and what you are doing. We are going to get Biafra. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you, my dear brother. We continue our work. We continue what we are doing because we are simply irresistibly resilient. Irresistibly resilient. We don't move from where we are. Never do we compromise with treacherous people, evil men fathered by Hausa Fulani people. Cowards they are. I hate cowards. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? If you can, this is Radio Biafra.
Yes, my director, I can hear you.
Please go ahead, the world is listening.
Oh, my director, thank you very much. My name is Ugochukwu Nwajago. I'm calling from China.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, I want to thank you for the wonderful job you are doing for our people. This great job, you have been called by Chukwu Abiyama, and we are so grateful to you, and we are all solidly behind you. We have just finished our meeting for the day here in China. We Biafrans in China, and we are working hard to see that we play our part very well. Director, I want to contribute to today's broadcast about the foolishness of our people, especially those who call themselves Igbo. I don't think it's the Biafrans, but the foolishness of the Igbo people. Because I don't see why we have been made to be like this. The Hausa Fulani people, they are in our land, killing us. And our coward Igbo people are doing nothing. They are saying nothing, but instead they go about castigating those who have plans to liberate Biafrans. The Hausa Fulani people, they blockade our economy, and we do nothing. They promise us international to make our airport international, and they don't. They didn't do that. They promise us the second Niger Bridge. They didn't do that. They monopolize all major businesses, but we go about running stores, running shops, and we are happy. We are comfortable. Jonathan is only interested in 2015, and Boko Haram is killing Biafrans around the world. And we have no plans to do anything. And we still say we are in one Nigeria. They go at the, even some of us fathered by Hausa Fulani, as you have made us to know, which is the truth.
Yeah, because I keep asking, my dear, I keep asking, but where are they now? All those people fathered by Hausa men, where are those people then? Where are they?
They are in our midst.
They are with us now, yes.
They go to APC and they chase them away. They just come home, cry, and then sleep. They are still comfortable. I think people standing against Biafra are, I think there are three classes of people. The House of Fulanis, who are in our midst, the cowards in Biafra land, and the blinds. The blind people, because the zoo make people blind, because the zoo is a kingdom of darkness. So it's very possible to make people blind. They make our people so blind that even the Yorubas, I think the Igbos are in the zoo. The Igbos are the weakest humans alive. The Yorubas, at least, they connive with the Hausa Fulanis to steal from our land. And the Hausa Fulanis, they steal and kill us. And we only know how to join them, to praise them while they kill us. So I think, as you have said, the second phase is about cleansing our land from all this rubbish. And all those who are foolish to join the House of Fulanis, to behave like them, and they call themselves Biafrans, all of them will be flushed so that we can go into our third phase with a sure mind. With the true Biafran, the hardcore Biafrans, who will get us this freedom at the end of the day. Thank you very much, my director. And I believe Biafra is here. There is no going back. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And God bless you. Thank you very much. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes.
Please go ahead. Yes, please, your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Obaka Atusem. I'm calling from Holland.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I want to commend you for the good work you are doing there. When you say Ohanaeze Ndiara, I'm very happy to hear it. But I want you to be putting something for them. Alaze India and in our Pampas in Abuja. Do you know that some of them, or many of them, used to wear Pampas to go to Abuja?
But it's true.
Close to toilet. When they want to go to toilet, they go to toilet. But now, they wear Pampas, smelling, and going to Abuja to collect 5 billion naira sharing among all of them. God will punish them. Just if you are calling them Ohanese Ndiara, just put Ohanese that those people that are wearing Pampas, old fools, that's going to Abuja to betray us, they will die, and the vultures will eat their flesh. Thank you, my director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. People without shame, people without honor, and people without dignity. That is the only problem we have. Only if we can have a semblance of honor, a semblance of dignity, a semblance of resilience and perseverance, to persevere when you're pursuing something. Do you think Biafra will just walk out of the closet and join you? Not at all. In this new Biafra, you have to prove your mettle. In this new Biafra, you have to establish who you are. In this new Biafra, the truth and the absolute truth must prevail. If you are joining us, that this is Radio Biafra. Let's go to the line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Good evening. This is Ken Jonathan. Ken Chibuzo Jonathan.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I'm calling from France, Le Havre in France, the coordinator of Le Havre.
Thank you very much.
It's long time I've not called because this, even though my surname is Jonathan, but because of the Zoo president, he retains me some time. I don't want to be associated with that name. You know, that's why I don't call all the time, but I just want to call to say I commend all of you for all that you are doing and following with our national coordinator, Valentine. Everything is going fine.
Yes.
Hello?
We are listening. The world is listening. Okay. Please, I don't like interrupting people. Please go ahead.
Okay. Thank you very much. So everything is going fine in France. We are trying to do our best, even though, as you are also witnessing, there is not an easy thing to coordinate people, but we are trying our best. We just finished our meeting this evening, and everything went on fine. I just want to commend you, and I say more grease to your elbows.
Thank you very much, my dear brother.
You are the chosen one of God. You didn't ask me when I came. I'm from Umuagwu, Sulu, in Abia State.
Thank you very much. Nsulu.
Yes,
I know Nsulu very well.
Umuagwu, Sulu. Yeah, just very close. We share boundary with you. We farm together with Olokoro, Majata, and so on. So we are very close. I know where you come from, and I know everything. Do you remember that there is a place where the Assemblies of God Church have a training center for their pastors in, I think, Umuajata or in Olokoro there? They call the place the Holy Hill.
I know. In Umuajata, yes, in Olokoro. That is correct.
Good. So when you say that our land is a holy place, there are many things to show that.
Of course. No.
You have... Your coming has taught us a lot of things, and I'm proud of you and the Biafrans all over the world. We appreciate you. We say thank you very much. You are not, what you are doing is not by your power, but it's by the Spirit of God. You know, sometimes you ask what was the meaning of Kenneth. Kenneth means anointed,
is
handsome,
it?
And courageous.
Wow.
That's the meaning of Kenneth, and I'm Kenneth too. You are Kenneth, and my father's name is Jonathan, the English name, and his Igbo name is Owabo Oku. That's Oku, and you are Oku as well. So your name is very, very precious. You have all your names are very precious, and God is using you according to your name. Nothing will happen to you. All our enemies, they will go back in shame. This is the word of God. Thank you very much. And I just want to call for you to hear my voice and know that we are not sleeping. We are walking.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I was good. Our sister Ngozima called about the women having their separate meeting. I want her to understand that some cities are not as buoyant as some other cities in Europe and all over the world. So like here, we are having our meetings together with our wives and our women. So our women are participating together with us, having their contributions and so on. So if there are some places the women are not responding on Skype, she shouldn't worry. She shouldn't think that the women are not coming out. Our women are here. They come out. My wife is with us, some other women. We are all together here contributing and following the movement. So that's, I want to clear on that area.
Thank you very much. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you.
I don't want to take much of your time. Be courageous. Continue according to your name and what you stand for. Biafra is coming. So all our distractors are just wasting their time. And you can see, they are coming to join us. They are just playing to be pompous and the show, the elders and the African mentality. They know that you are doing the right thing and they have to queue up. If not, we don't have anything to say about them. Thank you very much and God bless you. Bless all over the world who are working for the restoration of Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you and God bless you too. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to transmit live and direct to the entirety of humanity. Our weapon is very simple. That weapon is the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. If you have anything to say, if you have any questions to ask, please lift up the phone and say it. Please ask that very question. It will be met with a direct answer. If you ask us any question here, we will answer you directly. We don't know how to circumvent issues. We go direct to the heart of the matter. And the truth of the matter remains that our people will need to be cleansed and prepared. Have themselves prepared, both spiritually and physically, to be able to enter into that very kingdom that Chukwu Abiama has devoted to them. That's what they must do. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are, please.
My name is Modestus Obonna Ovia.
Yes, and where are you calling from
the United States.
Which state in America are you calling from?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
I heard that about some issues of terrorists being arrested in other states, more than 80-something of them. And then at the time, I heard the police said that one of them should be one of the kingpins of Boko Haram.
That is correct. Please, can you turn your system down, please? Turn it down. I can hear it. I can hear you speaking and then your voice coming out again from the same system. Please turn it down. The whole world is listening to you, please. They are hearing your voice.
Okay.
Yeah. Please go ahead.
Now.
Yes, it's okay now. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, so I heard about the incident, and I'm trying to follow up to know how it's going. And then I heard about the one that happened in a way where an IED was detonated by the police and all that. And they said that it's still very early to blame Boko Haram for that. I just want to know how everything is going.
Have you been listening to Radio Biafra, my dear brother?
For some time now, no. I've been, many a time when I get back from work, that should be when the affair should be asleep.
Okay. So, okay. You need to do is that we have the downloadable version. If you go to www.radiobiafra.co, or if you go to Radio Biafra London, or if you go to the page, which is just simply Radio Biafra, you will be able to see previous broadcasts there. You can download it onto your portable device and then listen at will. That is what you can do, so you can keep up to speed with what we are doing. But maybe the nature of your job, I don't know what type of job you do, maybe the nature of your job may not necessarily allow you to be able to do so. But by way of what has been happening to those of them arrested, we are told that they are still being screened by the law enforcement agencies of the zoo. But the Sultan of Sokoto is calling for their release. The Sultan of Sokoto is saying that they must be released because that the zoo government is using the issue of Boko Haram to victimize Hausa Fulani people. And then also they tried to bomb us in Owerri. But for some reason the bombs didn't go off. I don't know why. Of course I know why. Because our land is holy. Chukwu Abiyama wants us to come to our senses. Yes.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Thank you very much. And I have another question. How many Shiago?
Go ahead.
Ebony State.
Go ahead.
And my Facebook had one of your reports that some ritualist actions or something like that was noticed, and your crew went there. And
no, not us. Not us. We didn't go there. The investigation was carried out by the Sun newspaper, not Radio Biafra, please, not us.
Okay, I see. All right. So then I would have to look at Sun in order to, to authoritatively get what I need from them. Thank you so much.
Have you called home? All right. Have you called home to ask them what happened?
I called. My problem is, why those things are not like coming out real good for people to know, because home people talk, and they, there are so much evidences about the ritual stuff at home, and then it's like you don't see that on press and all that. So when I saw that, I was like, good, that it's coming out, and then it was sketchy because it didn't say much about people confessing what went on, you understand? So that's why I'm like, if there's any way, any press can go there, get more of what's going on, for the world.
My brother, what else do you need? Is it to get a photograph of the intestines or the heads of the people? The news was carried as a featured article on the center spread of the Sun newspaper with very gory detail as to what happened. You are from Isiagu. What you need to do is to call village. Can't you call home and ask them?
I did. You're doing as if you don't understand me. I'm saying that I have talked.
Yes.
And people have talked. You get what I mean?
Yes.
And I don't have access to some newspaper like I have to on my Facebook, where I saw the message that was carried by Radio Biafra. You get what I mean? So
yes.
I didn't know it was carried by Song.
It was carried by Song. Yes.
So what I'm saying is, if it is known, if the cries of the people are heard everywhere, it's not about my ear.
Okay. Okay. To give it wider circulation. To give it wider circulation. Is that what you mean?
That's what I'm about. Yeah.
Okay. It's a very valid point.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. It should be given wider circulation. But most of our people now are not into the news. That is why Radio Biafra is here, trying to get our people back up to speed, to get them to appreciate what they should have appreciated from the word go. What they should have appreciated from the word go. Let's go to the line, please. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? If you can, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
This is Anayo from Kapanchan.
Yes, Anayo. How are you? You're welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
Please, I want to comment on the invasion of Hausa Fulani in Delta State.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
I think these people don't... The community doesn't... Hello?
We are listening. The world is listening. Please go ahead. We can hear you very well. Go ahead.
I think the community doesn't need to wait for Biafrans to act on their behalf to defend their own community or to defend their state. At least the community should first of all rise to fight the insurgents in their community. But our people always look at such a situation as if it is individual affair or family affair, that it doesn't concern me or it doesn't concern the other family. But it is not the way it should. Because when they are attacking one person or one family, they will equally attack another family when they succeed to attack one family. But if the community will rise up to defend themselves, it will help them a lot. Or doesn't they have youth in that very community? Even if their youth are not at home, are they not outside? And they know what to do in order to assist their community. It is very, very sad that these people will be attacking us in the north and also attacking us in our home. It's very, very sad. Hello?
We are listening, my dear brother. Please go ahead. We are listening. If anything goes wrong, I will tell you. If you cut off, I will tell you. Don't worry about that.
Okay. So, as it is, I'm encouraging the family, the community in Delta State to begin to defend themselves before the whole Biafrans will come out to fight for Biafrans. Because that's the right thing. Because in my community, Newe Town, that was how they pursued Fulani people when they begin to destroy their district, to destroy their farms. That was exactly what Newe people did. They attacked their cows, and after attacking their cows, they begin to run away. Though they didn't succeed to kill anybody, but they ran away. So it is the same thing that the community in Delta State, even in Ezago, what happened in Ezago, is what they're supposed to do, not to wait until Biafrans will come for their defense. That's my contribution.
Thank you very much. But they need to defend themselves or their land with something. They need to do it with something. That is exactly what we are saying. And we want to make it possible to defend our land. This is Radio Biafra. Honestly, I don't know what is wrong with our Skype. It's overloaded. It has heated up so much because we have over 2,000 people on our list. We stopped at that. It's even more than that now. And sometimes when people call at the same time, it does tend to jam the line, please. So you can temporarily, you can add rapid response 68. Rapid response 68. We can use that very line temporarily on Skype if you wish to get hold of us. We have a caller, I believe, very dedicatedly on Tango all this while. This caller, can you hear me? We have a caller on Tango. It's incoming call. No, it's not yet. Can you hear me? The caller on Tango, can you hear me?
Yes.
Please turn your system down if you can. Turn it down. This is Radio Biafra. Turn it down, please. Turn it down. Turn it down. Hello? Yes.
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name?
Hello?
Oh, dear Lord, God have mercy. What is this hello, hello business? I can hear you.
My name is Chinedu Ndukwe from Enugu State with the local government, Biafra Land. I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Russia. It seems you're too close to your microphone. Because
from Malaysia.
From Malaysia. You are too close to your microphone. Are you hearing me?
Okay.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Please, you're too close to your microphone.
This is my first time of calling.
Okay.
So, I have been listening to the Radio Biafra and what is happening in our land. I really want to thank God for somebody like you who have risen up in this issue and fighting the cause which we have now abandoned for so long. I'm giving my support in every aspect, evangelizing it, and encouraging every other Biafra, even those who are not believing it. I'm encouraging them as well to listen to Radio Biafra. That's why I perceive that is a spirit in which you don't need to force me to come into it. But when you hear the Radio Biafra, you will see the cause in which we have to be enforced to run it with every other person, as we are all the indigenous people of Biafra are running it. So I'm equally encouraging you, our director, and I thank God for somebody like you who has risen up on this issue, on this course, to follow it up. I'm so grateful to God, and I'm very happy. Each time I listen to this radio, tears come from my eyes. Each time I hear people sing song of victory towards this Radio Biafra, tears come from my eyes. And I'm so blessed in my heart that institution like this has come for the reception of our land and our country. And I believe that God is going to give us that victory in the name of Jesus. So
amen.
This is my contribution for now.
Thank you very much. And well made as well. Well made contribution. The caller on Viber, can you hear me, please? The caller on Viber, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Viber, but unfortunately, they are not in a position to say anything at all. And I wish they can listen to us or they can understand what we are saying. Can you hear me? No. They cannot hear us. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are calling us from, we are welcoming you. We are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission of the 22nd day of June in the year of our Lord, 2014. The time now is getting very close to 20 minutes to 9 p.m. in the evening. And we welcome you wherever you are, regardless of where you are in the world. This is Radio Biafra. This is your radio station. The caller on Viber, can you hear me?
Yeah, director.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Okay. Yeah, this is Woke Anderson calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia. Please go ahead.
Okay, director. I just want to use this video to...
You need to raise your voice. Your voice, Anderson, your voice is very low. You need to raise your voice up, please. It's too low.
Okay, sir. I say I just use this medium to appreciate you, the editor.
I don't know what is happening. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes.
Please turn your system down. Turn it down a bit. This is Radio Biafra. Turn your system down. Please, turn it down.
Okay.
Oh, you move away from the room?
I hear you well.
But move away from your room. There is an echo coming from your system. I can hear your system
Abuja.
Talking.
I'm from Abuja.
Thank you very much. What is your name?
Yes. Pastor John Kukura.
Yes, Pastor. Oh, my goodness me. Yes. Can you turn your system? I don't know how to explain this. Can you please, Pastor John... Can you turn your system down for a bit, please? If you can you do that?
Yes, I'll turn it.
Thank you. Please turn it down or move away from the room, please. Hello?
Yes, I'm hearing you very well.
Yes, go ahead, please. Pastor John, go ahead. You're calling from Abuja. Where are you from in Biafra land?
Okay, yes, from Biafra land. I'm from Abatete, the main
local government. Abatete, where the deputy director comes from, UCHMFO. Please go ahead.
Yes. Please, whatever I want to say, I was even watching the cable now. So, please, but there is something which I want to suggest. You know, we are giving some instances, but I want, whatever we are doing, let us move it, let's bring it down and move it and put it. Okay.
Please, can
you... let us bring it down to our to Igbo land and let us put action. Because if people suggesting for go so far distance and there's no action, I didn't see any thing which we are making. Because whatever we are talking is whatever we will do inside our Igbo land. So that's we are something that we are demanding from the Nigeria. So it's something that we come here and anything we are making, let the people of Nigeria witness whatever we are doing. Is it then even though that answer will support us, then they will see that we are moving. But when we are just in the cable talking whatever we are going to do, without action, I don't see any reasonable something there.
Yes, if you carry hang on. Do you know how many rounds of bullets you need to sustain or to fire from one very rifle for 6 months of war?
Yes.
No, I'm asking you a question.
Yes.
Yes. Exactly. So we need to be prepared. We don't want to rush into anything ill-prepared. We have to be prepared. The same thing happened to us between 67 and 70, and we lost it. We don't want to lose another one. That is why it appears we are taking our time. We want to make sure that every country that we need to meet, we have spoken to them. We need to know who our friends are and who our enemies are, so we can strategize accordingly. We just can't come and jump into it, and then after 4 or 5 days, the whole thing will fizzle out. No, we want to sustain the campaign forever and ever, if need be.
Because why I was saying this, if you look into it, even we Igbos, we are divided as of now.
Who told you we are divided?
We are divided because I will tell you why we are divided. There's a group that's still following us. You can see moving, holding their own meeting up to today.
Yes, but why not? Why not? There is no law that says, hang on a second, please. There is no law that says that people cannot belong to wherever they want to belong to. If you follow the history of freedom fighting all over the world, there are various groups coming out and doing it. But whichever one is the most effective will be the arrowhead, and will move forward to go and get it. That is all. So, and also, mind you, very, very critical, mind you, that Hausa people came, they gave birth to some people that think like them. Their names are Igbo names, most of them, or other Biafran names. And today, they have to behave and be subservient to their masters, to their father, where their father comes from. It's as simple as that. All those children fathered by Hausa soldiers, where are they today? Is the question I'm asking you. Do you know where they are?
So whatever I was saying again is that if that Hausa people are doing their own, they use it all into their language. You can't hear them in the meeting that using another language. But why are we exposing whatever we are doing? Especially that we're supposed to, hence we know that it is Biafran. We use our language to discuss whatever we want and carry it on. Because if the Hausa people want to do whatever, maybe they want, it's in their mouth. When they discuss it, they carry it out immediately. Others cannot hear it. They cannot even hear their whatever they discuss. But we are exposing our own and we are going to do this. I didn't buy that idea.
Yes, but if you don't expose it now, you'll be the first one to say, I don't know what people are doing. The reason why we're exposing it, I have preached this thing before. We are suffering from a crisis of confidence. There is no longer confidence in the word Biafra. That is the problem. Because of that, people require greater transparency before they follow, before they oblige, before they listen. Because they have been duped before with that very name. That is the reason why. Anything we do here, we think about it thoroughly. We think about it long and hard before we take any decision. As the barrister said previously, and as I say all the time, all the things we do on Radio Biafra and by extension, the indigenous people of Biafra, are suggestions from Biafrans. Most of them don't originate from here. People suggest it, and we do it. It's as simple as that. Thank you very much. Please, go ahead.
Okay, please, when supporting, because why am I saying this? If you look even Igbo that in this Abuja, all interested in government position, to in the Nigerian government position, to get one thing of the other, they are not even interested, they are not even mentioning it. And when you are discussing it with people, they are telling you you are wasting time, how can this and this? So that's why I say if we such a, if we like, we will now come home, and let's bring this, call attention of those people. See, whatever, like yourself, I can like you to come into Abuja. And then, call them and see whatever we are looking for. And so, let we have the support. Not only, only have interest in the government of Nigeria to get one thing or the other. So, because Abuja is not even interested in this.
Yes, I see what you're saying. But there is need for thorough planning and careful execution. Because most of you cannot even campaign for the release of Onwuka for up to 1 week. You have given up. Most of you have given up. But we have not. We continue to call for the release of Onwuka. I have studied the mentality of our people and their longevity. That was why Owazulike treats all of you with lies. UN is coming tomorrow. Because you people, you want to hear unfolding news every blessed day. And he fed you lies. That was how you fell. For lies. Do you want us to do the same thing here? The answer is no. We don't behave that way. Here we speak the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. We have a caller as well. This caller is on the coordinator's line. I'm sure you can hear me. And this is Radio Biafra. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director. Good morning. This is Placid Alozie, the National Bureau of India.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I just want to thank you for your good work. For we to know who we are as an Igbo, as a Biafran. I want to thank the coordinators here in India, most especially Christian Mosu. He made us proud. He's a man to call as a Biafran. I salute his courage. I salute his zeal he gives to us to march ahead in this struggle. I also thank Austin Igwe and Isabia Front. I thank Okechukwu, coordinator of West Delhi, also coordinator of North Delhi. You guys have made us proud here in India for today's meeting. And most of Biafrans that came to the meeting, I really appreciate your effort today for the meeting. Please, we still ask you, call your brother, call your sister, call your friend here in India to come out that this struggle has changed. This is no more a childish play. This is not something you go aside and say, oh, leave those guys. At least most of you people who came to the meeting will see what we have been passing through more than 1 year here in India. I still thank God today. India are coming up. India are waking up the way I did not expect it today. I still call on Mumbai people to work with Anthony in Mumbai so that we can able to achieve our goal here in India. Thank you, Director.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you very much. There were meetings all over the place today. And God bless you too as well. Thank you. That was a caller that came through our coordinator's line. I don't know why people don't use this line a lot. Our coordinators, all the principal, all the PROs, the treasurer, all of you serving your country, this is the line you call. Not saying that I've been trying to call, you can't get through. Go and call us. Add rapid response 68 to your Skype contact list. You call it and we'll be able to take your call, please. We have a caller on the phone. Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Director, this is Chukwu Bike from Nyanwa in Enugu State. Calling from Roma.
From Roma. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I want to give... I thank you for the good work you have been doing. You can see that your seat is very, very hot. People are questioning you every day by day, every time. You know, and you're defending them, giving them encouragement of the freedom. But some people refuse to understand, and they know what to do. Like the guy who called from Abuja maybe a few minutes ago, I want to let him to know that whatever he can do to support Biafrans, not to support to support you, let him start to do it. If we can organize or start to mobilize people in Abuja there, let him start to mobilize. If we can carry rally about our brother Onwuka they have arrested, let him that there is our boys there living in there's Biafrans all over there in Abuja there. Biafra is in full of Abuja there. In motor park, Abu, everything, they are there. Even the people, the good and the bad ones, they are there. Let them carry on and do riot to release the Onwuka. It's not only you that will be suffering about that. telling the whole Biafra about Onwukong every time. He said, Biafra, you are a Biafra. I'm a Biafra. We all are Biafrans. Let us survive together. If there is one in Italy here, let us survive in Italy. If there is in China, let the China people survive. Let people in Abuja, Alex Ndiori, and the Ndiyama, and the people, and the good people there, Lotus Papers dealers and the drivers and the other association there, let them carry riot there. Whatever they can do, let them do it. It's not all about to question you. Your seat is too hot. Every time people call you and they question you and they're telling you this and telling you that. And the second thing I have to contribute, one of my daughter called you from name also, was telling you about the Zagu people. Let the Zagu people go tell their mothers in the village to grind the paper and put it to water. Go and take broom and spray to the grasses in the bush. Let the outer plant in Nama and eat it, began to poach and be dying. They will leave. Common thing is not to carry this thing. We know what people will use between Nenwe and the Nome. Nenwe will work by Emude Nenwe and the Nome. We use knife to kill them. And the police of Nome will pursue us. And the police will come from the town. We call it the Oso Nama. Oso Nama. They will pursue us. We won't go to Enugu town. Let the Izago people and other ones, Nkise and so on, so let them carry operation. Because they are around us. Izago, Nenwe, Nkise, all over the Biafran land. Let them carry their own spiritual and physical operation so that those Fulani will go. Let them sharpen their knife and they carry pepper, common pepper, ground it very well, put water, spread it to the grasses. If the outer plant in Nama eat it, they will poach and die, and the people will equip. They will leave the land. They know that this is not their land to stay. It's a common thing. Or the boys carry Nama. It's not a matter of staying in the night. Go to somebody's house, knock on the room, and see their money, and they see whatever they have. Let them use those power to go and break in the bush. And they kill the foolish Hausa Fulani people. Let them go. You know? If war comes, Zagu is supposed to be defending their side. Nsukka will defend this Boko side. And the Nenwe will defend, Nenwe and Kami will defend the other side of it. After Boni said, we divide their own, defend the other side of it. You see, they have an only director who is going to defend and tell you what to do. The director cannot tell you their plans. Only director cannot tell you, go and do this and do that. Sleep and wake up, dream, think, and know what to do about this, our race, for we to get our freedom. You know, it's not only by director here and there. Director has told you people to go to Biafra Fund. You are selling motor parts in Abuja, selling electrical parts in Abuja, doing Okada rider, doing a motor transportation. Around yourself there, bring out money. If you cannot do anything, bring out money to support the Biafra Fund. Let things begin to move ahead. It's not to bring that direct. Why are you speaking English in the is that only the rest of the 2 weeks? America is hearing it, England is hearing it, China is the same thing, Filipino, England, every part of the world, Italy, they are hearing it, it's not only director. So nobody should call and be blaming and be saying this or that, and you are sitting in your house eating rice and beans, eat and sleep, put on your fan with your girlfriend, you relax very well, and then tomorrow you call, boom, you say director once in a while. Director, please, there is another contribution. That pastor, because yesterday I called, but network friendly. That pastor is talking, the news talk about, not you. This very pastor is practicing Islamic law. That Islamic law is in the Libya. Let the newspaper, let us quote the pastor's lineage and the where it comes from and the where it lives before. That pastor, the Libya practice is the born child. If any girl giving birth child, baby or boy, they take him to police station. They leave him inside the prison. When the child grow, the child will not have now father or mother. So So if they send the child now to go and shoot aside, it doesn't know maybe if the father family or the mother family is going to shoot, the child will shoot. So far the government commanding him, so far the Boko Haram Fulani member commanding him anywhere in Libya, in Pakistan, anywhere, he go and shoot aside. That is the work of this kind pastor work that pastor is trying to introduce, that any giving baby or any girl that giving stomach should be taken to, giving pregnant should be taken to police station. That is Islamic practice. So that kind of practice cannot work in the Biafra land. It's better that the church and the pastor be demolished and the church will be closed forever and ever, because this doesn't exist. It's Arabic law and they cannot practice it in the Biafra land. I was in the Libya before. This is what exactly happening in the Libya director. That yes. is what I want to contribute here today. But the network does not allow me to contribute it. You pick my phone, but I cannot contribute. Later I cut off. Thank you, Director. And God bless you and bless your family and bless your seat today and bless your co-members. Long life, dear friend, all over the world. May Chukwu appear and guide you and protect you and protect all over the world in the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Ise, thank you very much for that. And that concludes our presentation this very evening. That we have come to the end of our program today. Tomorrow morning, there is every likelihood we will keep you informed anyway about our program tomorrow due to some engagements that we have. But Uche MFO will keep you informed in the morning. We don't want people to come and not be able to listen to Radio Biafra. Therefore, you will get a series of announcements in the morning to tell you precisely what is happening, because I have meetings to attend and this meeting will take the greater part of the early part of the morning as well. We thank you very much wherever you are. We ask you to keep on believing in the truth. We ask you to keep on pursuing it. There was something I said before, that the active men at the war front that will get us Biafra will be only 100 men. 100 men. And you will see what is going to happen. We thank you wherever you are, that this Biafra we mention all the time is our religion. On this radio station, Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiama is our God. He will guide, bless, sustain, nurture, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same God will surely bless Biafra. Thank you very much, and good evening from here.